the Black Friday Live InfoWars special. I'll be with you here, filling in for Alex Jones in the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. We'll be hearing from Alex in the next segment and throughout the day. And then I'll be back hosting the War Room 3 to 6 p.m. It's our Veterans Call-In special. So I'm very much looking forward to a busy day here at InfoWars. But we are live. And the president went live during the hearing in Pennsylvania discussing the outright fraud, theft, chicanery, shenanigans, criminal behavior that happened in Philadelphia on election night and beyond. And it's just the beginning. Not only do you have lawsuits ongoing in four states, more could be coming. Not only do you have hundreds of witnesses, hundreds of sworn affidavits of election fraud, of rigged voting machines, the president is now coming out and has made multiple statements claiming that he won. Now, you would think that'd be big news. And so it's the funniest thing where InfoWars gets the exclusive every time. President Trump won the election. Very few people will report it. Very few people, if anyone, will even report when the president announces it. This was a statement from the president today. The 2020 election was a total scam. We won by a lot. You think that'd be mainstream news? Number one story. Says he'll be in Georgia on Saturday to fight the steal there. Says no way Biden got 80 million votes. 100% rigged election. These are statements from the president of the United States. But see, the media is all in the tank for Biden, as they always were. So they went along with the fake election. In fact, they faked it. They indeed faked the election victory for Joe Biden. On CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, Associated Press, NBC News, ABC News, CBS News, all of them faked an election, result for Joe Biden. And they've been faking the president-elect with that propaganda and his fake cabinet, all of it, all propaganda, all to ceremoniously enshrine his fake election. But here we have President Trump fighting back and exposing perhaps the biggest crime against the democratic system of our constitutional republic, our elections. Trump has totally exposed it. He called in to the Pennsylvania hearing yesterday, when that happened 2 days ago, and it sounded like this.
Sad to say it, this election was rigged, and we can't let that happen. We can't let it happen for our country. And this election has to be turned around because we won Pennsylvania by a lot, and we won all of these swing states by a lot. Anybody watching television the night of the election was saying, wow, I was called by the biggest political people. Congratulations, sir, on a big win. And all of a sudden, ballots were dumped all over the place, and a lot of horrible things happened. And everybody in that room, I want to thank all of the people that signed affidavits and all of the speakers. You're fantastic people. You're great patriots. I want to thank the senators for being there. And it's so important. Day before Thanksgiving, it really represents somebody. Between the voter suppression and all of the horrible things that happened to poll watchers, we have poll watcher affidavits piled up to the ceiling. They're all over. They were treated horribly all over this, all of these swing states.
President Trump said he won the election. Alex Jones will be with us on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
The trick that social engineers use is very, very simple. They just teach us that the architecture of civilization, that the trajectory of the species is designed by these ever-knowing, loving, liberal technocrats, and that if we just sit back and enjoy the ride, everything will be great. But then they tell us that humans are obsolete, non-essential, that we're bad for the earth, and we need to be phased out. So they're very open about what they're doing, and they count on us just being very passive, living in the matrix-like system that they're building. But what defines humans more than anything from the rest of the, quote, animal kingdom is that we control our environment. We build our own environments. We create our own systems. We really geoengineer and terraform the planet and its systems towards our aims. But instead, we're acting like animals, and letting the globalists play the part of humans and us as cattle. And that's the trick.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
On this live Friday broadcast, the day after Thanksgiving, I want something to really sink in to all the viewers and all the listeners. President Trump and his lawyers testified 2 days ago to the Pennsylvania legislature and laid out damning evidence of orchestrated fraud, election fraud. Think about that. All the same evidence we've been laying out for weeks. And there was almost no coverage on any major channel other than Infowars.com, OAN, Newsmax, and a few other satellite feeds. Absolutely incredible that that is the point that this nation has gotten to. And that's why President Trump came out today and said the big tech monopoly is a national security threat because they're working with foreign powers. Now with 50-something days left in the Trump administration, they finally get that this is a globalist takeover for real. They finally get that wasn't just slogans for the populist American people. I mean, Trump knew that there was a Chinese globalist takeover, but the Republican Party and others didn't realize how much trouble this country was really in. So as negative as all this news is, at least now people really know that we're fighting for our lives. And I'm seeing a giant awakening. We're going to air some of the excerpts of the hearings when the president phoned in and more. And it's up to you, the listeners and viewers, and myself and everybody else to get this out. And Owen Schroeder will be playing excerpts throughout the transmission today. But this is really a historic time to be alive. Trump must not concede. We must not concede. This is fraud. This is a foreign takeover. Here is the president.
Great networks, but I really appreciate being asked to speak. And I'm in the Oval Office right now, and it's very interesting to see what's going on. And this was an election that we won easily. We won it by a lot. A big energy official was on this morning on a important show and said there's no way Trump didn't win Pennsylvania, because the energy industry was all for him. I saw, you know, with my eyes what happened, and he told me horror stories, absolute horror stories. So this was a very sad to say it. This election was rigged, and we can't let that happen. We can't let it happen for our country, and this election has to be turned around, because we won Pennsylvania by a lot, and we won all of these swing states by a lot. Anybody watching television the night of the election was saying, wow, I was called by the biggest political people. Congratulations, sir, on a big win. And all of a sudden, ballots were dumped all over the place, and a lot of horrible things happened. And everybody in that room, I want to thank all of the people that signed affidavits and all of the speakers. You're fantastic people. You're great patriots. I want to thank the senators for being there. And it's so important. Day before Thanksgiving, it really represents somebody. Between the voter suppression and all of the horrible things that happened to poll watchers, we have poll watcher affidavits piled up to the ceiling. They're all over. They were treated horribly all over this, all of these swing states. I mean, virtually all of the swing states. And many other things were happening that were horrible, just horrible. But the poll watchers weren't allowed to watch. They were, in many cases, whisked out of the room, not only into pens that were 20, 30, 40, 60, 100 feet away, where you couldn't even see. They were using binoculars. People are reporting that they had to use binoculars, and that didn't work. If you were a Republican poll watcher, you were treated like a dog. And the Democrats had no problem. but they were rough. They were literally pushed out, and it was rough tactics. This is what happened here. This is not the United States of America. What happened, and I think everybody knows that. That's why you're there, and that's why you're so vehement about it. We have many cases of people walking in. A woman, an elderly woman, walks in looking forward to voting November 3rd and says, oh, good, where would I go about voting? I'm sorry, you've already voted. Your ballot is in. I said, no, I didn't vote. No, your ballot is in. You've already voted. In all cases for Biden, by the way. She said, no, I want to vote. Nope, your ballot is in. And then they give her a provisional ballot to sign, which goes nowhere. It's a disgrace that this is happening to our country. We won this election by a lot. We got 74 million votes. And if you would have said 74 million votes the day before the election, every single professional in the business would have said there's no way of beating that. We got 11 million votes more than we had 4 years before in 2016. And we got many votes more than Ronald Reagan had when he won 49 states. And nobody would have said we even had a chance of losing. And all you had to do is take a look at the numbers at 10 o'clock in the evening when everybody thought the election was virtually over. And then very weird things happened. But they're not weird to professionals, and they're not weird to Dominion and other people that operate machines, and they're not weird to the people that handle the ballots where they were flooding the market. People were getting 2 and 3 and 4 ballots in their home. People that were dead were signing up for ballots. Not only were they coming in and putting in a ballot, but dead people were requesting ballots, and they were dead for years, and they were requesting ballots. And the whole world is watching us. The whole world is watching the United States of America, and we can't let them get away with it. And we have judges that are afraid to make a decision. We have judges that don't want to do the same thing. A very good lawyer said, well, sir, I mean, that's a big statement for a judge to overthrow an election. I said, really? If he got hundreds of thousands of votes more than he was entitled to get through all of the things that I'm listening to right now, and you're just covering a few of them, we have hundreds and hundreds of affidavits of stories that are even worse than the stories I'm hearing. Why wouldn't they overturn an election? Certainly overturn it in your state. Because we have other states that are just as bad. If you look at Michigan with Detroit, you look at the things that happened in Detroit, where you have a voter, but you have more votes than you have voters.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue to play this audio of President Trump literally phoning in to the hearings yesterday. And, you know, it's so interesting, this dynamic of. But see, but this is it's all illustrative of how this is a war. You know what? Trump doesn't have time to do some big grandiose presentation or plan all this stuff out. It's just war. Oh, hey, they're live right now at a hearing. Millions are tuned in. By the way, nobody even aired that on television news. OAN aired it, and Right Side Broadcasting had a feed. About 250,000 people tuned in live. And that was with barely any promotion or marketing or anything. But Trump's just like, hey, you know what? We're in a war. I don't have time for a big presentation. I can't make it down there. I don't need a big thing. But you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and dial up my attorneys there. And they can pop me up and put me on the microphone. And then that even pisses the deep state and the globalists off more, that Trump can literally do this. Folks, it's just unbelievable. And that's kind of even illustrative of us here at InfoWars. Just in a war, just war, just full gas. Get the people the information. No holds barred. And it is Black Friday today, so I'm sure everybody's telling you about their Black Friday deals. We have a huge special right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off top-selling supplements and free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. And I would suggest, with the free shipping, take advantage of some of the more expensive heavy items to ship, like an air filter that's on sale right now, water filters, where we have multiple choices for you, and, of course, the emergency food supplies, all at InfoWarsStore.com. With the free shipping, that is big savings, and there's already discounted specials on the emergency food and the air filters and the water filters. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget about all the great supplements. Huge specials right now on this Black Friday for you. I'm just looking. Bodies, 40% off. VasoBeat Complete, 40% off. 40% off DNA Force Plus. I'm just going down the list here. These are all live at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's how we're able to be live today with you on this Black Friday because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. More from the president on the other side.
Now it's easier than ever to have band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest band.video. You will now have band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube. However you want, be sure and share band.video. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope we can stop the Great Reset. That means a globalist-imposed worldwide depression to break us and bring us under their control. That's their stated admitted plan. Justin Trudeau's on record, Klaus Schwab, all the different Democrat mayors, they admit it's Cloward and Piven, implode the economy to make us go under their control. But if we expose they're the ones doing it, they go to prison instead of getting total power and total control. And there are major uprisings happening across the world. Here in the U.S., thousands of sheriffs are saying hell no to the lockdowns. People are finally starting to fight back. But regardless, you need to get prepared. We have high-quality storable food, last 25 years, highest quality, lowest prices, great containers, ready to ship. But when people figure this out in a few months, I think there'll be long lines again to get storable food after the lockdown's been going for a few months. So get your orders in today at preparewithalex.com to get an additional 10% off, and they're ready to ship. The sale ends next Wednesday, or I guess that's December 2nd. So get your orders in now, preparewithalex.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Back live here in the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. Happy Thanksgiving. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving out there with plenty of food and fun. If you were in some Democrat-run states, you may have been visited by the Nazis to make sure you didn't have, oh, I'm sorry, the Democrats, to make sure you didn't have too many friends or family over, or soon it'll be too much food. Oh, you're not allowed to have a 20-pound turkey. Each house can only have 8 pounds of turkey on Thanksgiving. That'll be the next Democrat decree. But before we get into that, I want to go back to President Trump. He phoned into the historic hearing in Pennsylvania, and there's going to be more just like it, I would imagine. We have Michigan coming up. They'll probably do Wisconsin, Georgia. We'll see how far it goes. Trump has announced he'll be in Georgia on Saturday. Of course, you can have all the coverage right here at InfoWars. And it does seem to be a theme. Saturdays, patriots are getting out to their state capitals, waving American flags, waving Trump flags, as a symbol that we know we won the election, and as a optical battle that, hey, where's the Biden voters? He's so great, the most popular of all time with 80 million votes. Where are the people? Where are they rallying? Where are they organizing? They're not. Meanwhile, Trump supporters out. In fact, I will be at the state capitol again this Saturday here in Austin, Texas. Last Saturday, we had a couple hundred people show up. It was a lot of fun, actually. Kind of just have a little rally event there with some speakers. Totally organic and unplanned. So I'll be out there again tomorrow at noon. It'll probably be happening at your state capitol as well. And Trump says he'll be in Georgia. So we'll be following that story at InfoWars.com. But let's go back to President Trump phoning in to the historic voter fraud election theft hearing in Pennsylvania on Wednesday. Here was Trump's phone call.
You have voters You take a look at Detroit, Michigan. You have more votes than you have voters. And then you have two people that don't want to certify. They don't want to certify. And they're harassed violently. And they turned off the cameras during the harassment for 2 hours. And then they said, wow. And they were afraid and they voted. And then they went back to sign and they couldn't do it because they said, we can't do it because this is corrupt. This is horrible what's taking place. Think of it. More votes than you have voters. But that was the least of it. They have things that were as bad as that. And this is going on all over, all over. We're doing very well in a lot of states. A lot of good things are happening in Georgia. We're getting little help from government, but a lot of good things are happening in Georgia, Wisconsin, and Michigan. They're seeing what happened in Detroit. And we sure are looking at what's happening in Pennsylvania and Philadelphia. What happened in Philadelphia, they keep the poll watchers not only in pens, but they keep them out of the building. And the only reason they got back into the building was they got a court order. And then the definition of back into the building was very far away where they couldn't see anything. And they talk about closed circuit television, except you couldn't see it because the picture was so unclear. You didn't even know what they were doing. They could have been playing a baseball game. So it's a very sad thing for our country to have this. And they have to turn over the results. It would be easy for me to say, oh, let's worry about 4 years from now. No, this election was lost by the Democrats. They cheated. It was a fraudulent election. They flooded the market. They defrauded everybody with ballots. And I just want to thank everybody for being there. You're doing a tremendous service. This is a very important moment in the history of our country. And you're doing a tremendous service to our country. And don't worry about bravery, because the people that talk the most, they're not the ones you have to worry about. And these are all talkers. They intimidate. But these are not people that you're going to ultimately have to. They push you around. They pushed our poll workers out. Our poll watchers were pushed out of the building. Okay, some got back in, they would put it in the pens. But these are not people. Don't be intimidated by these people. But they're bad people. They're horrible people. And they're people that don't love our country. So we don't have to worry about 4 years right now. We have to worry about what happened on November 3rd and previous to November 3rd. And by the way, after November 3rd, when people put votes in and they put them in illegally, they put them in after the polls closed. And one of our great Supreme Court justices made mention of that. And I can't imagine that any justice or anybody looking at it could be thrilled when they vote after the election is over. So I want to thank everybody very much for being there. I want to thank the state Senate, respected people, tremendous people. And you're doing a tremendous service for our country. And if something was done wrong, if this election was won fraudulently, and that's what happened, it was a fraud. And we're talking about, very importantly, many more ballots, many more votes than the number we need. In other words, if we needed 50,000 votes, we're not talking about we found 9 dead people that voted. Of course, there were many more than that, many numbers that nobody even believes. Now, we're talking about numbers that are far in excess of the 50,000, far in excess of another state where we lost by 10,000. And they went absolutely wild because we got far more votes than they thought possible. And they've just stepped on the gas, and they got caught. Just like they got caught spying on my campaign, they got caught exactly. They got caught doing this. So I really appreciate it, and the country appreciates it.
Arrests!
We have to turn the election over because there's no doubt. We have all the evidence. We have all the affidavits. We have everything. All we need is to have some judge listen to it properly.
We need arrest is what we need.
Without having a political opinion or having another kind of a problem.
It's treason.
Because we have everything.
Three
and by
times
the way,
over.
The evidence is pouring in now as we speak. And I want to thank Rudy Giuliani for having the courage to do this. Because there are other lawyers that backed down because they were being screamed at. Rudy is the greatest mayor in the history of New York, and there's a reason. He's got great courage, and he doesn't care. He wants to do what's right. And I told him the other day, Rudy, you were the greatest mayor in the history of New York, and you see what happened to New York without Rudy. You were the greatest mayor, but this is more important. What you're doing now is far more important than being a great mayor of the city of New York and being its greatest mayor by far. By the way, by far. This is going to be your crowning achievement because you're saving our country. Thank you all very much. Thank you.
Now, there's another important, it could be a transitional moment here that's beyond the election fraud, and that is that event, which, by the way, this is the point. There's no Republican involvement here. There's no Republican Party involvement. There's no GOP leadership. There's no Republican leaders, congressmen, nothing. You did have some senators from Pennsylvania get involved, but as far as the larger GOP is concerned, nothing. They're not fighting for Trump. Most 90% of Republicans in office aren't fighting for Trump. But the fact that they had that event, made for TV, live audience, all of that for the total presentation, that in and of itself was a victory for conservatives and patriots, because this is something Republicans have failed on for decades. This is something conservatives just don't do. Made for TV events, compelling events with a live audience. Now, granted, none of the cable news networks picked it up. That's by design. They were part of the election theft. They were part of the treason. But that was a historical event. More will be coming, and it's a sign that the new quote-unquote Republican Party under Trump actually has some fight.
Remember Hillary Clinton, remember Pelosi, remember Bill Clinton, remember Obama? All of them said, we are not going to concede if there's a red mirage. We believe it's going to look like Trump's going to win in a landslide because they had the internal polls. And indeed, Trump won most of the states he won last time by an even bigger margin. And when he was set to win the other ones, they froze the seven states on election night. And then they brought in all of the reserve ballots they had. This is completely transparent. So when they say that he is president-elect, he's not. Trump has not conceded. None of the states have certified the vote. And now all these investigations have been opened up. And avalanches, mountains, oceans of election fraud has come out and already been documented. And in Georgia, officials are on record saying we've already found fraud. So ladies and gentlemen, the fix is in. They've run bigger and bigger hoaxes every time because the last hoax failed. But now this is the mother of all hoaxes. And if they get away with this, it's the end of America as we know it. We will be Venezuela. Infowars.com. Back in 1996, the head of the World Food Program said that they would use food and global lockdowns due to a virus scare to bring in world government. That also came out in the North American Union documents that Judicial Watch and Lou Dobbs got more than 15 years ago as well. So we know their plan. And if they're able to keep this lockdown going, it's going to cause not just a worldwide depression, but mass starvation of hundreds of millions. Millions have already starved to death, not from COVID, but from the lockdown. That's why it's important for people in North America to get prepared, hell, all over the world. But we have high-quality, affordable food ready to ship to you the last 25 years at preparewithalex.com. There's an additional 10% off. A very rare sale is going right now. Preparewithalex.com. Also, at Infowars.com, we have all the great supplements that boost your immune system and so much more with free shipping as well, up to 60% off. So take advantage of that at Infowarsstore.com and preparewithalex.com. God bless. The Great Reset. Where have I heard of that before? Oh, the Great Leap Forward. Mao Zedong ordering all the small towns and small farms to basically shut down and have the rural people and the small business people move into the big cities and go under communist commune control. And that's all this is. The big mega banks want to break us. They're the same ones that put Mao Zedong into power. And they're creating the process of getting rid of our old economy and bringing in the new economy where everything's free. Because when you're a prisoner, well, everything's free, but you're also a slave. Scotland is going to have universal guaranteed incomes now of subsistence level. But, of course, you got to take those vaccines. You can't have any kids. And, oh, don't worry, though. All of the tampons and stuff like that's free, too, as well. I'm not kidding. So they'll give you some free paper. They'll give you enough money to basically live in a tiny apartment. But they own you. They control you. That's the Great Reset. That's why it's got to be resisted. It's a total takeover. And we're fighting it at Infowars.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss
There's been a massive backlash to the very easily to predict action of Google-owned YouTube taking over the main front page of the platform and force-feeding messages to everyone's channels and private accounts, telling them that Thanksgiving is evil and bad and about murdering indigenous people and that it should really be called un-Thanksgiving, and then push some Black Lives Matter, George Soros, UN garbage. Why is this? Well, it's because the big tech companies support communist China and giant death camps that Apple and others are actually lobbying to keep open, and they want to distract away from their current mass murder operations and total oppression and surveillance and election meddling here and censorship onto how woke they are and how good they are and how great it is. You know, if America's so bad, why are all these, quote, indigenous peoples from all over the world fighting to get into here? Because despite the fact we have a lot of problems in our history, we're heads above basically any other nation in the history of the planet, except for maybe Switzerland or England. It has been the West that has led the way towards human freedom, education, medicine, science, everything. And the globalists know that, so they're waging war on Western ethos of the Renaissance because they don't want a utopian future. They are dystopians on record that want to ruin everything good, cancel the family, and basically create a post-human world. Back to live transmission with Owen Schroyer. I'm Alex Jones. This is The InfoWar.
It is interesting, isn't it? Thanksgiving was a much different holiday just 10 years ago. In fact, I saw a lot of commentary on that issue over the course of the last 48 hours or so. It really is different. It really is different. And I'm sure this year a lot of it had to do with the COVID madness, which we'll get into right now. But just from an observer point of view, Thanksgiving now appears to be nothing but Black Friday. It's all I see is Black Friday this, Black Friday that, and then a bunch of weird social justice warrior messaging intertwined with it, just using Thanksgiving as the platform to tell you how bad you are for being white or Christian or American. So it's kind of odd how that has gone down. And then, of course, you had the COVID madness of people being panicked over COVID, telling friends and family to wear masks at their dinners, Democrat governors and mayors telling you you can't have gatherings. It's what they like to do. Vermont Governor Phil Scott, you know, it's just sick. And I got to be honest, I mean, I do get mad at the president for playing along with this. I don't commit to that anger. I move on, but I mean, it's just this whole COVID nonsense is just so out of control. Anybody, okay, fine, there's a virus. Anybody who says it's a pandemic or some sort of national health emergency or the hospitals are overwhelmed or the death counts are up, all lies. And it's sick that we're still perpetuating this. And so now, I'm sorry. I have not seen the Cuomo Kramer turkey. That's a new one to me. Oh, yeah, he's a turkey, all right. Another turkey is Governor Phil Scott, who instructs schools to interrogate students about family Thanksgiving gatherings. You know, by the way, I just wrote it down here. I just found out today that a great aunt of mine, great lady, full of life, died of COVID. No, my sweet aunt, great aunt D was 86 years old, smoked for 50 plus years of her life, drank like a fish until the day she died. At least when I last saw her, she could have not been, but she parted with me. I'll just put it that way. But oh, you get the flu and now it's, oh, you died of COVID. Pneumonia deaths, non-existent. Flu deaths, non-existent. It's all COVID. Car accidents, COVID. Old age, COVID. You get a little cough, COVID. Eye scratch, COVID. Everybody knows it. But see, again, it's the weird level of committing to the propaganda because you think it benefits you. And that's where the left is at. But let's move on. Virginia Sheriff's Office warns residents of holiday gatherings. Warns. encourages neighbors to snitch if they see Thanksgiving dinners happening. So you're being warned. You're not allowed to have dinner. You're not allowed to have family over. There could be a virus. Well, there always could be a virus. I mean, so again, the precedent's been set. The mask never comes off. The fear-mongering never stops. The fear porn never stops. Your freedom never returns. And now you're afraid of a virus the rest of your life because you're living in a permanent pandemic that's actually a total fraud. New York City to have Thanksgiving COVID checkpoints. Well, they set these up, but as far as I can tell, D.C., New York, and others, the police are really not enforcing this. It just is, you know, a decree made by a Democrat mayor or governor, and then they just kind of fall on flat ears. In fact, you had parents outside Gracie Mansion protesting all kinds of things, the illegal lockdown, schools to be reopened, just the general scumbaggery of their mayor and governor. And this is happening again all over the nation, these protests. It's funny. It's always Democrat-run cities. So the liberals go to Democrat-run cities to complain about how Democrats run the city. Conservatives protest in Democrat-run cities to complain about how Democrats run the city. Huh? It's interesting, isn't it? It's always in the Democrat-run cities. Now, one side of the aisle actually wants to vote for something different. The other side keeps voting the same way and then claims that you're insane when the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results, a.k.a. voting Democrat, watching Democrat-run cities go to hell, but then keep voting Democrat for change. Failing grades spike in Virginia's largest school system as online learning gap emerges nationwide. And there's all kinds of weird stories in this Washington Post story. There's all kinds of weird stories all over the internet. It's a joke. Hell, Jeffrey Toobin's on a professional business meeting masturbating. What do you think kids are doing while they're in a digital class? If they're even there. Oh, the internet's out. Well, not going to school today. Oh, I can play all these different games. Oh, I can watch movies. I can all do this during class. Oh, I'm failing? What? I mean, who would have saw that coming? San Diego says strip club's essential, so church calls itself family-friendly strip club. If there's actually, see if the crew can find this in 60 seconds. So, I saw the video. I forgot to send it to you guys, but so you can have a strip club in San Diego and other parts of California, but San Diego, you can have a strip club, but you can't go to church. And so the pastor literally does a strip tease. He comes out before the sermon and does a strip tease and takes his jacket off and does a little dance. It's pretty funny. It's pretty funny. I'm not sure how I felt about it because he kind of gets a little into it, but he had to declare himself to be a stripper to preach the gospel and talk about Jesus. So I guess that's what you got to do. If you want to, that's it. You just have a strip club and then have the strippers come up and they're giving you a lap dance, take all their clothes. By the way, have you read the Bible today? It's the new way to go to church, folks. Thank you, COVID. By the way, this will send church attendance through the roof. I have a feeling. Okay. Another Democrat caught violating his own COVID rules. No. The Democrat mayor of Denver was caught violating his own COVID travel ordinance, getting on a plane to see family just 30 minutes after decreeing that people should not travel to visit their relatives. That's a Democrat mayor, Michael Hancock. So, another complete phony, another complete hypocrite, another complete lying, dirtbag, scumbag politician who affiliates with the Democrat Party. Go figure. All right, when we come back, Alex Jones has a special Thanksgiving message for you. Don't go anywhere unless it's to InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
There is an economic war taking place of the ruling class to consolidate power and control. There's a headline out from Zero Hedge that breaks down Bloomberg numbers that global airlines are set to lose $157 billion this year by the end of December. It's already over $130 billion they've lost. Why would they take part in the hoax, in the lockdown, in the hysteria, if it hurts them? Well, see, that'll knock out all the small airlines and consolidate control. And it's the same in every single industry. And the big mega banks have unlimited capital. They want to bankrupt the world economy to be able to buy it up for pennies on the dollar. That's why the great stock market crash of 29 later turned out was engineered by some central banks. This is how the globalists take control. It starves the third world to death, makes the first world poor, it's economic warfare, and it gives cover to the big mega banks that created thousands of trillions of dollars in fake derivatives. Only the truth will set us free. InfoWars.com. Most of the world submitted to the unconstitutional criminal lockdowns directed by the Communist Chinese and the United Nations. And now, because the slaves have proven themselves to be subservient, the worst Australian models of complete lockdowns where you can't even leave your house for months and months are being announced. And in Germany, the police are using giant armored tanks with water cannons to blast men, women, and children that protest the fact that Merkel, the dictator, has put them under her control. That's right, she's been rigging elections for years and years. And the same thing is coming here to the United States. This is world government. In Philadelphia, they've announced four people or more seen together will be arrested. They're announcing that Christmas is canceled. This is what the communist takeover looks like, to bankrupt you, to take rid of all your due process, and absolutely transform the world into a prison planet. How long have we warned you about this? But you can fight back. America is the last bastion. Stop submitting. Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So I took a few days off with the family to come out to our old family property we've had since the 1830s in East Texas. As you can see, it's a beautiful little lake here with ducks on it and the rest. We're doing some target shooting, a little bit of wild hog hunting, having some fun. And then I was going through Twitter, watching some Joe Rogan videos, and I saw a bunch of postings by the left and just all over the place. Look at Alex Jones over the past 5-6 years. He's all alone. And all these posters had gone through. And
found photos I put out when I was still on Twitter, and I also put out InfoWars last year and the year before, of a turkey in my hands, wearing a pilgrim's hat or a Native American hat, and just having some fun that my family had taken. And they all said, look, he's all alone. He's a loser. Ha, ha, ha. He doesn't have anybody with him. He started social distancing before it was cool. He lost his kids. None of that's true. Didn't lose my children in court, have full custody, have a great big family. Here in East Texas, we have a whole bunch of family come by and see us. But I don't put my family on the internet because of the threats and the attacks. But it isn't about Alex Jones coming on air and saying, I've got family, I'm cool, I'm successful. It's about the left obsessed with getting rid of Thanksgiving, getting rid of Christmas, saying that their main mission, I mean, this is taught in mainline college for social workers, that the family belongs to an archaic age and there's going to be this great utopia. All over the U.S. and Europe, leftist cities are getting rid of single family dwellings to make you live in communal things. I mean, this goes back to Skinner, and this goes back to some of the other crazy psychologists and psychiatrists that said they want to get rid of the family and make us all members of the state. And so that's why the left always says, you're alone. They even said it when I had my kids at a restaurant. Ah, you don't have your family. F you. And I'm like, that's kind of crazy. It's because they're projecting how they're alone and statistically how they don't have a lot of friends, statistically how they steal more, statistically how they virtue signal, but are nine times more likely not to give to charity. These are really unhappy, miserable people. And it's very sick. It's very sad. And they want to project their misery onto us. If folks decided not to have kids or couldn't have kids, totally get it. I don't judge people that don't have children, but I mean, I have four children. I've been married twice. I'm very excited about life. I have a lot of gusto. I rode around on four-wheelers all yesterday and ate delicious food, celebrated America, and I'm going to fight back against the globalist takeover. I'm a winner. I'm succeeding. I don't live in a compact, big, mega tower, a coffin, apartment, 200 square feet. I don't hate myself. I believe in humanity. I believe humanity is amazing. I'm not writing articles for the Wall Street Journal about looking forward to the end of humanity because I'm so miserable and I hate myself. That's you, the left, not me. And listen, I don't hate you. I want you to get your life force back. I want you to realize that you were inducted at a very young age into leftist anti-human nihilism. And so you think that if you make others miserable, it makes you happy. I'm not miserable. I've been attacked. I've been persecuted. I've been sued more than 50 times by the globalist. And it made me stronger. And it made InfoWars more popular. You can go see that everywhere. So I'm a testament to the success story of standing up for what's right and other people resonating with that and supporting me as well. And so I'm very, very proud of my family. I'm very, very proud of America. I'm very, very proud of the world. I'm very, very proud of humanity. I'm very, very thankful to God. And I'm very, very thankful to my sister. I don't want to be on TV here, but I love you, sweetheart. We're all alone, aren't we, Marley?
We are.
We're all alone.
Yeah, we're so alone out here.
We're just all alone. And I'm going to send this. I'll see if it'll upload out here in the countryside back to the show where Owen Schroyer is doing the broadcast today. I don't know if it'll even get up there, but maybe they can go through and find some of the Twitter stuff where, oh, look, he's all alone. I'm all alone, leftist. I'm all locked down in a big city. I'm just miserable. No, I'm empowered. I'm not wearing masks. Nobody in my family's gotten sick. It's coming out that all the vaccines are a fraud. I've been proven right again. So the left out there, I'm sorry you're miserable, but listen, don't project that onto me, okay? Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. This is also a very evil right-wing dog right here.
The Democrats have been rigging elections supported by violence since the days of Reconstruction.
The famed printing house created this lithograph featuring the African-American members of Congress, all of them Southerners, all of them Republicans, in 1872. When neither candidate in the 1876 presidential election secured enough votes in the Electoral College to be declared winner, a deal was struck. Southern Democrats agreed to back Republican candidate Rutherford B. Hayes. In exchange, the federal troops who had protected black voters were withdrawn from the South. Black voting rights were gradually stripped away, and black representation in Congress faded. Reconstruction was over, and the Jim Crow era of segregation began.
Today, I am saddened to report to the taxpayers of Pennsylvania and the 1.3 million voters who trusted Dominion voting systems with their ballots that Dominion voting systems has hung you out to dry and slapped you in your faces.
PA Representative Seth Grove not mincing words in Harrisburg Friday after a roundtable discussion between Dominion voting systems was canceled overnight. Dominion says they're under litigation and cannot answer questions at this time. Representative Grove calling their bluff.
We're putting a stop to this right now. If you're not litigated and we ask you to come before us, we expect you to fulfill your promise of coming before us.
Due to widespread evidence of vulnerabilities, including memory card infiltration and security protocol failure, the controversial Diebold election system that threatened democracy in the 2000s was never replaced. Due to widespread evidence of vulnerabilities.
In Volusia County, Florida, an election computer counted Al Gore's totals backwards. He had negative votes. There was an investigation into the negative votes, and it was established that the problem couldn't have been due to machine failure, because only the totals for the presidential race were affected. It looked like a second memory card may have been loaded onto the computer. Memory cards contain the votes, but this second card had disappeared, so they couldn't check it. The software that counted those votes was owned by Global Election Systems. In 2002, they were bought by the Diebold Corporation. The software is a trade secret. It's against federal and state law to look inside Diebold's voting machines.
I was the chief technical advisor to the Secretary of State of the largest state in the United States, and I was not allowed to look at the software running in Diebold or any other vendor's voting systems. To this day, I have not been allowed to look.
Diebold merely changed its name to Premier Election Solutions in 2007. In 2009, Election Systems and Software acquired AKA Premier Election Solutions, and after the Department of Justice filed a civil antitrust lawsuit against Election Systems and Software, requiring it to divest voting equipment systems assets it acquired from Premier Election Solutions, the company then sold those assets to Dominion Voting Systems.
This now is Michael Steele, a principal with the Washington, D.C. firm Hamilton Place Strategies, which is representing Dominion. Mr. Steele, thank you for coming on with me today. The first question people want to know, did a Dominion machine change one vote from Biden to Trump or from Trump to Biden?
No.
Some of the people watching you now, I mean, you know, they don't believe you. They think you're lying. They're going to say, of course you're going to say Dominion's not guilty of anything because you represent the company.
Right. Well, this, I've got the facts on my side, and the president's attorneys will go on to press conferences, will go on TV and make these crazy allegations. And then 30 times they've gone to court and they have not offered a scintilla of proof. So all I can say is until we would love to see any facts and evidence they have. Thus far, we have seen none.
The Dominion voting systems, the Smartmatic technology software, and the software that goes in other computerized voting systems here as well, not just Dominion, were created in Venezuela at the direction of Hugo Chavez to make sure he never lost an election after one constitutional referendum came out the way he did not want it to come out. We have one very strong witness who has explained how it all works. His affidavit is attached to the pleadings of Lynn Wood in the lawsuit he filed in Georgia. It is a stunning, detailed affidavit because he was with Hugo Chavez while he was being briefed on how it worked. He was with Hugo Chavez when he saw it operate to make sure the election came out his way. That was the express purpose for creating this software. He has seen it operate, and as soon as he saw the multiple states shut down the voting on the night of the election, he knew the same thing was happening here, that was what had gone on.
So, Carson, walk me through how we're going to hack a win vote machine.
Okay.
The first thing we're going to do is we connect wirelessly to this machine. And so when we press join, now we are connected to the machine.
That's it?
That's it. What we learned from this is do not use wireless access points on voting machines. Just don't do it. And if you doubt that this is actually the WinVote machine, we can just look and list the directory. And here you see there's a directory called WinVote. And so we can also go into this directory, WinVote, and just kind of press demo, and then I will have control.
And now you've successfully...
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope we can stop the Great Reset. That means a globalist-imposed worldwide depression to break us and bring us under their control. That's their stated admitted plan. Justin Trudeau's on record, Klaus Schwab, all the different Democrat mayors, they admit it's Cloward and Piven, implode the economy to make us go under their control. But if we expose they're the ones doing it, they go to prison instead of getting total power and total control. And there are major uprisings happening across the world. Here in the U.S., thousands of sheriffs are saying hell no to the lockdowns. People are finally starting to fight back. But regardless, you need to get prepared. We have high-quality storable food, last 25 years, highest quality, lowest prices, great containers, ready to ship. But when people figure this out in a few months, I think there'll be long lines again to get storable food after the lockdown's been going for a few months. So get your orders in today at preparewithalex.com and get an additional 10% off, and they're ready to ship. The sale ends next Wednesday, or I guess that's December 2nd. So get your orders in now, preparewithalex.com.
Warning, warning, warning. There is not long to stop the complete martial law takeover, the giant third world collapse, and a new world war that is going to be triggered by the new COVID lockdown announced by globalist systems in Europe, in Asia, and now in the United States. Joe Biden is set to announce today that he has a new COVID task force that is calling for a national mask mandate to prove your servitude, contact tracing, forced inoculations coming, but most importantly, a new lockdown. That way he can say that Trump is to blame for COVID and claim that only a new lockdown will stop COVID. Then, of course, when that new lockdown doesn't work, those of us that didn't submit to the lockdown are going to be blamed for it, and that's when all the mass arrests start sometime towards the end of next year. This is a permanent martial law plan. Trump must repudiate it, expose Fauci and Gates and the UN takeover, not play games with it.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are into the second hour of The Alex Jones Show here today. Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex. We will be hearing from Alex again coming up. Kind of bouncing all over today. We got vaccine news with the hoax pandemic as the world is catching on to the greatest hoax ever perpetuated against humankind worldwide. And one of the major factors, one of the major players in this hoax, one of the biggest criminals in the world is Bill Gates. And it's now all coming out with Bill Gates' involvement in censorship, with Bill Gates' involvement in rigged elections, and of course with Bill Gates' involvement in vaccines and the fake pandemic, where vaccine manufacturers are set to clean up, ladies and gentlemen. Anything and everything involved with COVID is cleaning up financially right now, and it's all going to come out to be a total hoax. In fact, again, InfoWars myself reported it first. Just look at the death count in the United States of America. Not up. Not up one bit. Total hoax. Incredible to think that that anecdotal evidence is just sitting out there as perhaps the number one factor, I would say, to say, was there really a deadly pandemic? Did COVID really impact us that much? Let's look at the death rate. No. All a scam for vaccine manufacturers, big pharma, big tech, big convenience with big tech of Amazon and these online companies making billions, which will be translated into trillions, over a fake pandemic that they all went along with. Now, here's Bill Gates in 2017. 2017, Bill Gates at the Davos World Economic Forum, an evil genius, admitting to you his plans for worldwide domination, proposing it like it's a potential. No, he knew it was all coming. He was planning it. Here's Bill Gates admitting it in 2017.
An epidemic, either naturally caused or intentionally caused, is the most likely thing to cause, say, 10 million excess deaths. As we've seen various flu scares come along, we haven't had a super good response. So the paradigmatic examples are smallpox for an intentionally caused thing, that there was a simulation called Dark Winter that didn't come out very well, i.e. smallpox scored one and humanity scored zero. Flu epidemics, where, you know, we always talk about the potential recurrence of a 1917-like Spanish flu problem. And then Ebola.
You're excited about the technology innovation that's going on around this sort of RNA area. Do you talk us through, you know, where we're at, how optimistic you are that we can really accelerate the process of getting a vaccine developed?
Well, there's no licensed product using these technologies. So they're still, in terms of immunogenicity, duration, some questions to be answered. You know, there's early animal data that shows real promise. And there's a lot of entities, government entities, our foundation and others, who've been working with the pharma companies and new entrants like Moderna and CureVac and saying, okay, what types of diseases would this work for? So if the platform comes along, it will be a valuable tool for the ongoing infectious diseases where we still have a gigantic burden. It'll be valuable for epidemics and potentially as a tool to limit the effect of bioterrorism. So it's very exciting. You know, I think it's too bad in a way that we have had to have these epidemics to get us to move, but you know, I'm going to the Munich Security Conference partly.
Do you hear that? We have to have epidemics to get
so
us to move.
People, you know, I think bioterrorism is this scary thing, but potentially if people understand that the investments against bioterrorism, against natural epidemics, and to improve our situation on the diseases that are out there, that you can get sort of a triple benefit and not just vaccines.
Oh. So Bill Gates enriches himself. Bill Gates gets to vaccinate you. Bill Gates gets to create new technology with RNA vaccines that change your chemical and DNA makeup. But hey, you know, there's nothing fishy about Bill Gates. Just give your future over to him. He just wants to dominate your life. That's a mad scientist who's not even a scientist who's doing worldwide population control experiments with you.
Imagine a dystopic novel or a dystopic science fiction movie where if you've had a cold, you can be locked up in your home, you can be taken away, you can be forcibly inoculated with drugs that masquerade as vaccines that actually change your very DNA. Well, that's where we are in the year 2020. Global government, the United Nations, all these authoritarian groups admit they're doing it. They even admit that they're doing it for power and control. And that they're not even worried about COVID-19. That's what Klaus Schwab and others have said. Think about how insane that is. Oh, and big tech's got to track you. They've got to trace you. They've got to control you. You've got to have apps leave your house. Why? You've got to have secret police come disappear you because, my God, this thing has 0.1% chance of killing you if you're debilitated and have cancer or a heart attack. This is their takeover. Imagine on America's death certificate, killed by the fear of the common cold. Yeah, that's fear-mongering. That's mind control.
I've got a tiger by the tail that's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought today I met you.
Look at this incredible headline. Moderna's groundbreaking coronavirus vaccine was designed in just 2 days. Business Insider. Isn't that interesting? We were told that it wasn't until July and August that companies were able to properly break down the genome of COVID-19 and be able to come up with even the basic precursor to make a vaccine. Oh, but you see, Moderna's groundbreaking vaccine is an mRNA vaccine, and turns out they'd been testing it in hundreds and hundreds of patents, they and other big pharma companies, going back over 10 years. And it turns out all the patents for use on pigs and ducks and chicken and other poultry, well, it says that it could also be used on humans. And we covered all of those different patents back in February and March and April and said, watch, they're going to have the vaccine a lot sooner than they said because they already had it even under the name 2 years ago as COVID-19 listed by the World Bank as vaccines being developed at, wait for it, Wuhan, Wuhan. Oh, but Fauci says, don't worry, ladies and gentlemen. There's no evidence that COVID-19 came out of the Wuhan lab because he ran the very COVID-19 coronavirus, bat virus research projects on record with Barack Hussein Obama. And now, what else is happening? Oh, of course, you've got this so-called Oxford vaccine, and you've got the other vaccines being produced in England, and they're coming out and they're saying that they've got all these problems and weren't as effective as they said. It's all lies, ladies and gentlemen. This is about them getting world immunity from vaccine damage, all these hundreds of companies. It's about them getting trillions of dollars to forcibly inoculate you. It's about the tracking systems that come with it. It's about the world government that implements it. It's about the total control, whatever Trojan horses they load into them. My God, it's time to force all these politicians to publicly take the vaccines that citizens get from doctors themselves to know it's not a placebo. And it's time for Bill Gates to take all 100-plus vaccines he's been financing for us and our families. Safe and effective, just like when Monsanto got confronted that time, the lobbyist. He said, oh, you can drink Roundup. The guy said, here's a can of it. He goes, I wouldn't do that. It would kill me. Bill Gates. Bill Gates is also involved with Monsanto. He needs to drink that Roundup and take all those shots. So again, recapping. The new vaccines we're being told that are about to start testing this month in Texas and other states, four other states, was already developed and ready, they say, in January of 2020, before COVID-19 was even on the radar. Now again, we've had former top lawyer who wrote the U.S. Biological Weapons Law on. We've had all these other scientists and experts on. They already broke all this down months and months and months ago, but now it's out in the open and they think you're stupid. They're hiding this mass crime, this giant power grab in plain view. And they're not going to stop until we identify them as the criminals they are publicly and have our governmental institutions take them to court and put them in prison. Bill Gates, Fauci, the Chi-Coms, they're all open and shut behind this. They stand to gain from it. The power grab, they run it all. Gates has been run out of 22 countries for killing people with his damn vaccines. It's even the Associated Press. He's the main cause of polio. You can't make it up. And see, this was all coming down in December last year. The UN went public and said, look, our own doctors know it's hurting people. We got to stop the vaccines. They even said that in Switzerland at their main vaccine meeting. We covered it big. And that's why all this happened, is they had to have a big global event to smokescreen and make the actual villains the saviors, and that's what they've done. It's only going to get worse, folks. The continued lockdown, the world government, Klaus Schwab saying he's going to change your genetics. That's what Bill Gates says he's doing. They're coming for you. This is the blitzkrieg. This is the big move. You have been warned.
And I wonder, as you intellectually play this out with foresight, the question becomes, do we have to go into this? Do we actually have to put a foot into this door of the one world government of the technotronic age where you merge with machine? Because here's how it's going to go. And honestly, like, a part of me says it's inevitable. Because you either stop Bill Gates and these mad scientists, world criminals now, or it's inevitable what's coming, folks. And it's all coming in the next decade, maybe even the next couple years, maybe even the next year, where they're going to force you to take a vaccine. It's going to alter your DNA. And they're going to say, oh, look, Bill Gates is the savior. He saved us from this deadly pandemic, this virus that 99.9% of people survive, that came out of a lab in Wuhan, China, that Obama and Fauci and Gates were all involved in. None of that will matter. All that will matter is that the TV said you're going to die from COVID. Bill Gates came around with a vaccine that saved you from COVID. And then that's going to be translated as it's now making it normal for you to be injected at any age with a synthetic chemical rape, medical tyranny, which will then introduce the microchipping. And so here's how it's going to go. And that's why when they flashed that thing of the cryptocurrency patent, 2026-66. Down the line, the final phase of this is once Bill Gates has properly manipulated your DNA, your RNA with synthetic RNA, so that you now are a Bill Gates patent with Charles Schwab and others, and then they literally own you, and you're now not even human. You're now owned by the corporate world government. That's where this goes. But the question is, do we have to get to that point to beat it? Or are we going to have enough gumption here to be proactive and realize that's what they're going to do if we let them get away with it? It's tough. Is it future crime? Is it Minority Report? Yeah, Bill Gates wants to inject you, wants to chemically rape you, medically rape you, change your DNA, make you a patent of him, of his, so that he owns you in the future when he thinks he'll live forever on some machine, and then he's got billions of slaves worldwide that are just like batteries or cattle. And that's the new age. That's the end of humanity, end of the technotronic age, where very few will not be chemically moderated, not be moderated with the RNA vaccine. But see, people will be so dumb and confused in 10 years, they won't even get it. Just look at how brainwashed the average street leftist is right now. And it's been getting worse and worse and worse. You can't even talk to them anymore. So it'll become a thing in 10 years, and they'll just say, oh, if you get tested for this, you're actually not human. You're a Microsoft patent. But they'll love it. They'll celebrate it because this means you get a free pair of Bose headphones. You get headphones and a new bracelet and new shoes and everything. Welcome to Bill Gates Patent Company, and it'll be celebrated and they'll love it, and then they'll get injected with something. They'll claim it's life extension technology. You're uploaded to a machine, you're dead. Or you're just trapped here forever, never able to move on to the next dimension, never able to move on to the next level. That's what they're going to do. That's what's coming. Everybody who's anybody knows it. So the question is, do we have to get into that spider's web to recognize it's real and shake loose of it and kill the spider that wants to suck our guts? Or are we proactive enough? Do we have enough foresight to understand that this is our future unless we act now? You know, you can talk about politics and boil it down, oh, Trump versus not Trump or policy or all of this other stuff. This is beyond politics, folks. This is the future of humanity. This is the destiny of humanity, where mad scientists and world criminals like Bill Gates and others with the Davos Forum and others want to change the course of history and humanity, bring in the age of machines, AI run by them, and then all humans become a subject or a patent of the Bill Gates RNA vaccine, and they won't even know what hit them because they've been so brainwashed and so Stockholm syndromed that they'll just go along with it. So can we beat this now, or is that where we're going?
It really is simple. The left are into being deviant, and I don't mean sexually deviant. That goes with the territory. I'm talking about deviant against their ancestors, deviant against their own species, deviant against the order of nature. Even though that deviance is destructive and poisonous, they still do it because they want to play God. Everything they touch, they destroy. Their sacrament is aborting babies and then using their body parts. Their religion is not taking care of the old, but euthanizing them. Their whole system is designed for the UN to keep third world countries in serious poverty and poor, ballooning populations, and then watching all that new fruit die on the vine to continually reproduce the same nightmares over and over and over again. They truly are the children of Satan. They are the children of the devil. And if you look at the slaves that serve them, Biden and Kamala Harris, it really is manifest that being a slave of Satan is not profitable. Sin is not profitable. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation
inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your ultimate fish oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
We are learning quickly in the COVID hoax, Democrat shutdown, and the theft of our election, where the Patriots are at and who the frauds in Congress are. Hell, you have Democrat Vernon Jones fighting just as hard, if not harder, than any other Republicans for Donald Trump right now. So it's really not even about party lines, but you would expect the Republicans to fight for their president. And of course, they're not. They were never on the side of Trump anyway. But there are some. There is a handful that we can point to and say, hey, you know what? They're fighting. They care about this country. They're trying to save this republic. Lee Zeldin was on Fox talking about how ridiculous these COVID restrictions are and how there's no common sense to them. It's nice to see that coming from Republican leadership. Here is that clip.
Governor of Oregon imposes this restriction, whether it's indoors or outdoors, you can't have more than six people. But if you want to call your group, your social gathering, Antifa, and attack a federal courthouse, as you point out, or attack law enforcement, innocent civilians who want to go loot some businesses, well, then that will be celebrated. And you had elected officials in Oregon and Seattle referring, celebrating this as some type of mostly peaceful protest and defending them and giving them cover. In Oregon, interestingly enough, they go even further than Nevada, where in Nevada, whether your church is a capacity of 200 or 2,000, you can only have 50. You move over to Oregon, you can only have a capacity of 25, and it doesn't matter how big your church is. In Nevada, you can only have four people at your table. In New Jersey, the state wants the law enforcement to go door-to-door with head counts on Thanksgiving. Law enforcement's pushing back on it, and as you mentioned, you have that experience as a prosecutor. You have common sense. We are a nation of personal responsibility and individual liberty, and that shall not be enforced. Fringe. Limitations proposed by the government on businesses and persons must pass a smell test, and it better not lack common sense. And those same law enforcement officers in Oregon that governor wants people to call to report on your neighbor are the same law enforcement officers that this party and these members and their mayors and others are calling for defunding the police and stabbing them in the back. So it's inconsistent, but maybe the three of us are the ones who don't get it, because Cuomo gets an Emmy, maybe the governor of, you know, New Jersey should get an Oscar, and the Oregon governor should get a Grammy, and heck, give the Tony Award to the governor of Nevada. Maybe we're the ones who don't get it.
You know, the thing that really grinds my gears, the sand in my shoes, is just the total, you know, I've lost the vocabulary. I don't even have the lexicon to accurately describe or illustrate or portray the hypocrisy, the phoniness, the just total fraud of the left and the Democrat Party. I'm out of words. We have to invent a new word here. For 4 years talking about Trump a Nazi, Trump an authoritarian, and then they sit idly by, in fact, promote, support the Democrat tyranny for COVID. Can't have family or friends over. Can't go to church. Can't open your business. Send cops door to door. Do checkpoints. Force vaccines. They love it. But yet they say Trump's authoritarian, Trump's a dictator, Trump's evil, Trump's acting like a Nazi. And then they literally do everything right out of the Nazi playbook, from the brown shirts with Antifa and Black Lives Matter to the forced inoculation of political dissidents. It's uncanny. You couldn't be a leftist liberal scumbag unless you're a total phony and hypocrite. You couldn't talk Democrat Party policy or politics without being a disingenuous a-hole. That's all these people are. And they see it. They know it. They just love it because they feel like they're getting one over on us. That's why they love the forced vaccines. That's why they love the censorship. That's why they love calling you a Nazi while they behave like a Nazi would. But it's not even about that. We shouldn't even be using the phrase Nazi. These are authoritarians. These are tyrants. That's what they are. By very definition, they're political terrorists. They're a hate group. By the dictionary definition of the terms. But isn't it sick how now they steal Trump's policy, if you will? It's not even that. They just pretend, because politicians will say whatever they think will get them ahead. So Biden's been lying for 50 years. Now Biden says America is back. Actually, that was InfoWars that was chanting America is back at rallies when Trump got elected. Oh, now Biden says America's back as he's planning to get into the White House and sell America down the drain. And Alyssa Milano, this total fraud, this bimbo floozy from Hollywood, says she would like to extend an olive branch to Trump supporters and heal the nation. So it's like somebody comes to your house, poops and smears it all over your new carpet, burns down your new extension, beats the hell out of your kids, and then says, hey, you know what? We should just get along, right? We can just get along, can't we? Come on, guys. I just lied about you, insulted you, caused terrorist attacks to happen against you, censorship to happen against you for 4+ years. But guys, come on. Now that I cheated to steal your future and prosperity from you, can't we just be friends? Can't we just heal the nation, guys? Again, it's like someone comes, burns your house down and comes to your house the next day like, hey, you know what? We can rebuild together. Right? We can mutually still exist, right? I don't know if I can mutually exist with people that do this for for Thanksgiving in clip 7. Tell me, could you mutually exist with this?
A shot before we begin.
I think,
bring the bottle.
Please bring the alcohol. Today, a presentation. Pronouns and gender by Irene Cummels.
Am I supposed to take the note?
I'll take gender for 200.
If your gender identity is different than the sex you were assigned at birth, you are considered trans. If your gender identity matches the sex you were assigned at birth, you're considered cis. I went ahead and made a chart for you guys of how different gender terms make me feel. This is a band-aid, like we're putting a band-aid over the problem, but we could, you know, use the preferred one instead. There are some gender terms that are more masculine that I identify with, but then there are some that I don't identify with. We have a few example sentences of how to utilize gender-neutral pronouns.
There is an economic war taking place of the ruling class to consolidate power and control. There's a headline out from Zero Hedge that breaks down Bloomberg numbers that global airlines are set to lose $157 billion this year by the end of December. It's already over $130 billion they've lost. Why would they take part in the hoax, in the lockdown, in the hysteria, if it hurts them? Well, see, that'll knock out all the small airlines and consolidate control. And it's the same in every single industry. And the big mega banks have unlimited capital. They want to bankrupt the world economy to be able to buy it up. for pennies on the dollar. That's why the great stock market crash of 29 later turned out was engineered by some central banks. This is how the globalists take control. It starves the third world to death, makes the first world poor, it's economic warfare, and it gives cover to the big mega banks that created thousands of trillions of dollars in fake derivatives. Only the truth will set us free. InfoWars.com. PrepareWithAlex.com is a special website with My Patriot because they have agreements with other distributors that they all sell the same low-price, high-quality, storable food. But occasionally they can do promotions on their own platform, and that's what we've set up with them is at PrepareWithAlex.com is a subdomain of My Patriot. You get an additional 10% off. We have their whole great catalog at InfoWarsStore.com where you can normally get it at very good prices, and those prices are still there. But an additional 10% off right now at PrepareWithAlex.com on their 1 month, their 3 month, their 6 month, their year, and on a bunch of other great items, huge discounts that will be ending next Wednesday. That is December 2nd. So you've got this week and a little bit of next week to get your orders in. They're ready to ship to you right now. And the profit that comes in funds the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win. If you need storable food to fight the Great Reset, get prepared now. The Great Reset. Where have I heard of that before? Oh, the Great Leap Forward. Mao Zedong ordering all the small towns and small farms to basically shut down and have the rural people and the small business people move into the big cities and go under communist commune control. And that's all this is. The big mega banks want to break us. They're the same ones that put Mao Zedong into power. And they're creating the process of getting rid of our old economy, bringing in the new economy where everything's free. Because when you're a prisoner, well, everything's free, but you're also a slave. Scotland is going to have universal guaranteed incomes now of subsistence level. But, of course, you got to take those vaccines. You can't have any kids. And, oh, and don't worry, though. All of the tampons and stuff like that's free, too, as well. I'm not kidding. So they'll give you some free paper. They give you enough money to basically live in a tiny apartment, but they own you. They control you. That's the Great Reset. That's why it's got to be resisted. It's a total takeover, and we're fighting it at InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Election theft news here on the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex. We also have other news breaking right now about the COVID vaccines. A lot of side effects, but apparently they're going to be administered next week. So we'll see what happens with that. I certainly will not be taking a COVID vaccine. But you know, before I do that, earlier I was talking about how Thanksgiving just doesn't feel like Thanksgiving. It just doesn't feel like it used to. It's not presented the same way. It's not celebrated the same way. And I think one indicator of this was Thanksgiving Day football, which I'm guessing the ratings were way down on. In fact, guys, see if you can look that up. My guess is ratings were probably just way down, probably even the lowest rated Thanksgiving football in a long time. I'm not trying to mince words or hide it. I've, for the most part, boycotted the NFL almost entirely this year. I can't say I have not watched a single snap. But I did tune in yesterday and I got in right in time to see this Gateway Pundit headline. Detroit Lions and Houston Texans quarterback kneel during anthem to show their disgust for America on Thanksgiving Day. Now it's funny because Matt, I believe it was Stafford's wife who did the live Periscope or whatever, saying how the COVID lockdown was so ridiculous and the restrictions were so ridiculous. So who knows what that is about, but it's all public pressure. It's all peer pressure. It's all league pressure. But I remember I tune in for this. It's Thanksgiving Day. I'm thinking, oh, you know, I like watching football on Thanksgiving. I've been doing it my whole life. And I tune in and boom, it's all the players kneeling. And then boom, right after that, it's a black activist, a pro-black activist, a black supremacist activist with a 90-second commercial about how it's all about black people and black people are so, you know, discriminated against and then white people are bad and all this stuff. And I have to sit here and consume this. Guess what? I was done with football for the day. Done. Turned it off. Didn't care anymore. Like, hey, you know what? I'll watch some football today. Boop, turn it on. Hey, you're a white man. You suck. Okay. Boop, turn it off. And they expect us to just take this. That's the new NFL. That's the new everything mainstream is anti-American, anti-white man propaganda all day long. So yes, Thanksgiving has been transformed from a unifying holiday about family and food. Everybody loves food, a beverage, football, America coming together. It's been transformed from that to a virtue signaling, anti-white, anti-American, and then sell new technology at a fake discounted price, Black Friday. That's what Thanksgiving has been turned into. It's pretty sad, isn't it? But this is what the left does anywhere they get in control to destroy, divide, and then conquer in the name of tyranny. And this is what they're all about. Remember how they wanted to boycott Goya Foods? Well, Goya put over 1,000 pounds of food from Goya to donate to the families of students, our center donation, thanks to Ed Lekovitz for his photography. This is just Goya, a bunch of foods that they were donating right ahead of Thanksgiving. But, you know, this is who the left wants you to boycott. You know, the people that feed the hungry and poor on Thanksgiving, Goya Foods, you know. They want you to boycott that, but go watch the NFL that takes a fat dump on the flag every game. No, I don't think so. That's what they want. That's what they do. And, you know, again, and then for Alyssa Milano and the Democrats, oh, we need to come together. We need to come together. We need an olive branch, Joe Biden. I'll unify. It's just sick. They come to town, they burn the town down, they rape all your women and children, they steal all your money, they eat all your food, they drink all your beer, and then they say, hey, yeah, we can still be friends, as they're putting you in shackles. It's an exercise. It's a demonic, satanic exercise of conquering you and enslaving you. And so everything the Democrats do is projection. Oh, but once they get you in that web, once they have you trapped, it's game over. They are going to suck the essence out of you. Anything and everything that you have will be theirs. That's why as soon as they get in control of the election machines, they never lose another election. That's how they work. And so you know what? We'll come back with that, with the latest in the election theft news, because I got a video clip I want to play and then some other headlines. But I don't know how they're going to be selling the next month or two of a Biden victory when 90%+ of Trump voters don't believe it. Mainstream news is getting its lowest ratings and trust factor polls. And every Saturday at noon at state capitals, patriots are gathering, protesting the election. President Trump has announced he's going to be in Georgia on Saturday, December 5th. That's Saturday, December 5th, not this Saturday. I guess doing a rally or something. So the Trump movement isn't stopping. In fact, it's getting bigger. There is no Biden movement other than fake stuff on TV. Where exactly? They'll have, Trump will be doing an event. Trump will be calling into the Pennsylvania hearing. The Pennsylvania hearing is going on. And on all cable news on Wednesday, all they're doing is showing you Biden president-elect bullcrap. Not even the president, illegitimate victory, fake victory. And they just perpetuate all of this because that's part of the plan. I'm telling you, man. I mean, you know, people tend to discount some of the things that Alex Jones has said that may sound crazy, but folks, it's all right in front of our faces now. The world government, the corporate world government, the forced vaccinations, the RNA, DNA modification with the patents to make you a slave to a corporate world government. And it's all going to be rolled out with bells and whistles to make it feel like, oh, it's cool. You're part of something. You're part of the enslavement of humanity worldwide for the rest of time. But you put the right name on it, Black Lives Matter. It's good to go. It's called marketing. It's called propaganda. But as you know, InfoWars has been at the forefront of exposing this for decades, and we do not plan on stopping. And this ship goes as far as you fuel it to go. And we've come this far, folks. It's a miracle, believe me. There's one thing that keeps the orchestrators of the world government up at night, and that's the fact that InfoWars is still live on air. And as soon as they can, they'll flick the switch here, believe me. But we've come this far thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's why on this Black Friday, we have massive sales happening at InfoWarsStore.com. Hop over to InfoWarsStore.com in this break coming up. Free shipping store-wide, huge discounts on all the supplements, including 50% off Alpha Power, 40% off Bodies, 40% off DNA Force Plus. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And the free shipping, folks, with heavier items that are expensive to ship, like emergency food supplies or water filters or air filters, we're covering those shipping costs. So also a great time now to start your Christmas shopping. Get an air filter for a friend of yours. Get a water filter for a friend of yours. And take advantage of free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The latest on the election theft coming up on the other side.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope we can stop the Great Reset. That means a globalist imposed worldwide depression to break us and bring us under their control. That's their stated admitted plan. Justin Trudeau's on record, Klaus Schwab, all the different Democrat mayors, they admit it's Cloward and Piven implode the economy to make us go under their control. But if we expose they're the ones doing it, they go to prison instead of getting total power and total control. And there are major uprisings happening across the world. Here in the U.S., thousands of sheriffs are saying hell no to the lockdowns. People are finally starting to fight back. But regardless, you need to get prepared. We have high-quality storable food, last 25 years, highest quality, lowest prices, great containers, ready to ship. But when people figure this out in a few months, I think there'll be long lines again to get storable food after the lockdown's been going for a few months. So get your orders in today at preparewithalex.com and get an additional 10% off, and they're ready to ship. The sale ends next Wednesday, or I guess that's December 2nd. So get your orders in now, preparewithalex.com.
You can't have Thanksgiving. You can't have Christmas. You can't go see your grandma in the nursing home, but we can bring somebody in that has COVID and put them in the same room to kill her. These people are waging war against logic. They're waging war against common sense. They're announcing now that the left thinks that Biden actually won the election, that record numbers of illegals are pouring across to get all the free stuff. And Biden says, I'll make you citizens. I'll let you vote. I'll give everything free. This is a plan to take us down. It's a globalist plan. But again, the borders stay wide open and millions die of TB every year. That's a real disease, but that's okay. But you just can't go see your grandma or you can't go to Thanksgiving. Stop complying with the fraud. It's a great reset. It's a criminal takeover. I know you as an audience know this. Tell everyone you know at Thanksgiving. Tell them the truth so they understand what they're facing. Compliance is death. This is economic war. This is mass genocide. And we're fighting it hard at Band.Video. Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Please share those links. Back in 1996, the head of the World Food Program said that they would use food and global lockdowns due to a virus scare to bring in world government. That also came out in the North American Union documents that Judicial Watch and Lou Dobbs got more than 15 years ago as well. So we know their plan. And if they're able to keep this lockdown going, it's going to cause not just a worldwide depression, but mass starvation of hundreds of millions. Millions have already starved to death, not from COVID, but from the lockdown.
That's why it's important for people in North America to get prepared, hell, all over the world. But we have high-quality storable food ready to ship to you the last 25 years at preparewithalex.com. There's an additional 10% off. A very rare sale is going right now. Preparewithalex.com. Also, at InfoWars.com, we have all the great supplements that boost your immune system and so much more with free shipping as well, up to 60% off. So take advantage of that at InfoWarsStore.com and preparewithalex.com. God bless. Now it's easier than ever to have Band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to Band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest Band.video. You will now have Band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share Band.video.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I'm from Delaware County. I'm a father, a family man. I was a former commanding officer and executive officer in the Navy. I'm a veteran of foreign wars. I'm the CEO of my own private company. I'm a data scientist. I'm a forensic computer scientist. I'm an expert in security and fraud. And we were told, I was told the next day the attorney that we had secured, that they said every election they leave a couple of USBs in the voting machines and they're brought back, and generally the warehouse manager comes over and puts them in. So in talking to the U.S. Attorney General McSwain and other law enforcement officers, I found out that was not the case, that generally, more than two is unusual. So they denied they did it. But as of today, 47 USBV cards are missing, and they're nowhere to be found. So I was told personally that these 24 to 30 cards that were uploaded weren't there. Those cards, I demanded that they didn't update the vote live time. They only updated it about once every 2 or 3 hours. I demanded they updated the vote so I could see what the result was, and it was 50,000 votes. And I think as a computer scientist, an American, and a patriot, it doesn't matter who those 50,000 votes were. I'll tell you they were for Vice President Biden. But what was shocking to me as an American, as someone who has gone to sea, gone to war, that that could even happen.
So it's just magical whenever Democrats get caught in their blatant election fraud, the machines just disappear. Remember Debbie Wasserman Schultz in Florida? Remember, she was threatening law enforcement if they investigated her elections. Threatening? Why would they be doing that? Because they know they've engaged in so much election fraud, so much criminal activity, so much treason, that the only thing they can do is just deny, even with the evidence right in front of you. Deny, even though they're on video. So we've got more breaking news coming. I'm just trying to keep up. The leftists on the judicial court in Pennsylvania are refusing to hear Trump's legal team's arguments on election interference, and so Jenna Ellis and Rudy Giuliani, as we expected them to ultimately do, are moving this on to the Supreme Court. So the Pennsylvania case is going to the Supreme Court. We'll see if that becomes the trend with all of these different cases they have, but that's where that one is at right now. Let me just go through all these headlines when it comes to the fake election of Joe Biden that we are enduring still. Let me just go down all the headlines that I have here. Georgia lawsuit. Witness testifies about use of different paper for counterfeit ballots. Watermark solid gray instead of transparent. 100% for Biden. Oh. Now, I had a certain mega viral interview with Steve Pachinik about this that people were all up in arms about, panicking. And I simply explained, I had to explain multiple times what Steve was talking about and then just my coverage of it. And people are mad at me and they're mad at Pachinik. Like he didn't, everything he said is true. Whether or not it brings down the system or not is yet to be proven. But you can all look it up as mainstream news, but somehow that's bad because that goes mega viral worldwide. And then it turns out, oh wait, they did use watermarks and now they've caught counterfeit ballots. 100% for Joe Biden in Georgia. Again, they have been caught red-handed in everything, folks. The fake mail-in ballots, the rigged voting machines, the dead people voting under their maiden names, all of it. It's all been caught, all of it. What's going to bring the system down? How is it going to go? I don't know. I don't know. They got enough corrupt people in power, you know. Even at the Supreme Court, you just don't know. Dominion employees are hiding at home and working remotely. And not a peep from Trump-hating executive Eric Coomer. Wait. The Dominion workers for working on the voting machines remotely? What? You mean so, like, they could be hacked remotely? Oh, these voting machines, really strong. The cybersecurity guy who's now been fired says, oh, these voting machines, they're unhackable. Oh, really? Because the employees are working from them remotely? Oh, you can't hack remotely, but they're working remotely. This one is just wild. Not only was Dominion prone to attack from China and Iran, it was also connected to pro-Obama entity known as Acorn. Folks, Acorn is perhaps Obama's most cut and dry scandal of all time with the Acorn and the voting fraud and all of it. It's Obama. This guy is a political criminal, top political criminal. That's why he's been running the show in D.C. behind the shadows, because he's the boldest criminal of all of them when it comes to being in the office and just blatantly orchestrating treason and crimes. Hundreds of millions of dollars spent on Dominion voting machines in numerous swing states before 2020. Georgia, Michigan. And again, who was it that implemented this deal? Pennsylvania, Arizona, Nevada. Who was it that brought this to the fore? The Clinton Foundation. The Clinton Global Initiative. Instituted Dominion voting machines into our elections. Go figure. But, flashback, Obama says mail-in ballots can only be trusted if the signature is verified. Oh, but now he says don't verify the signature. And be weary of the man appointed by the DOJ, Robert Heberle. He's an Obama-era hatchet man who's been appointed by the DOJ to prosecute election crime. I have an idea that Robert Heberle, from the Obama era, won't be prosecuting anybody. And if it's Barr that's running this, appointing this guy, boy, that's a red flag too. Facebook engaged in emergency conservative censorship post-election. Now, this is an interesting one because it came out in the New York Times, a thing that they were using called NEQ. It was N-E-Q. I'm not sure if that's highlighted in this national file story. I can't find it. They do talk about the New York Times story, but Guys, find out what it was. I forget the acronym, but it was NEQ. It was called NEQ. And so the New York Times publishes a story talking about the new Facebook conservative censorship using this thing called NEQ, N-E-Q. Now, this is obviously coming from a leak or whistleblower. I don't know how you want to call it, but someone who's inside these Facebook executive meetings where they're obviously talking about this censorship and this thing called NEQ, N-E-Q. I forget what it stands for, but it's just censoring anything about the elections for Trump's side. And so it goes out in the New York Times. Then Facebook releases a claim saying that it's fake news and there is no such a system. There is no such censorship. So again, Facebook executives meeting about conservatives and how to censor them. One of them speaks to the New York Times, leaks the story. New York Times publishes a story. Facebook backtracks, says, no, it's not true. Even though we see them doing it in real time. And that's why President Trump has said, yeah, there it is, NEQ, News Ecosystem Quality. And that's why President Trump said yesterday, for purposes of national security, Section 230 must be immediately terminated. Exact quote. Trump also says, Twitter is sending out totally false trends that have absolutely nothing to do with what is really trending in the world. They make it up and only negative stuff. Same thing will happen to Twitter as is happening to Fox News daytime. Conservative discrimination. Twitter bans Doug Mastriano after he led hearing over Pennsylvania election discrepancies. That's a Pennsylvania congressman. State Senator Doug Mastriano censored for leading that hearing in Pennsylvania, so you know they're freaked out. But how seriously are they taking the recount in Wisconsin? The Democrats are handing out poop emoji wristbands to election observers observing the recount. So the Democrats think this is a big joke. Oh, it's going to be a big joke when you guys are caught in blatant treason, isn't it?
You know, listeners call into the show and they thank me, and it makes me feel pathetic because I sit there and I beg you for support constantly. For prayer, for financial support, and for word of mouth, and we're all in this together. And it gets old having to come to you and say, hey, I got great products, please buy them or we won't be here on air. But it's true. We're the only media organization in the United States that promotes liberty at this level that is not beholden to big corporate sponsors. And they've harassed and almost shut down everybody else. They've crippled all the other groups, and we're still here. And as this whole new world order comes out in the open, our credibility's going up. That's why we've got to be taken off air. That's why America has got to be taken down. You can't have all these other nations enslaved and America's still quasi-free. You can't have InfoWars has been proven right being on air with all the craziness that's about to unfold. Because if you think stuff's bad now, just get ready. So thank you all. And get into InfoWarsStore.com. Get some great 2020 election shirts, supplements, and so much more. They're wonderful products, and they support the InfoWar. Thank you.
There is an economic war taking place of the ruling class to consolidate power and control. There's a headline out from Zero Hedge that breaks down Bloomberg numbers that global airlines are set to lose $157 billion this year by the end of December. It's already over $130 billion they've lost. Why would they take part in the hoax, in the lockdown, in the hysteria, if it hurts them? Well, see, that'll knock out all the small airlines and consolidate control. And it's the same in every single industry. And the big mega banks have unlimited capital. They want to bankrupt the world economy, be able to buy it up for pennies on the dollar. That's why the great stock market crash of 29 later turned out was engineered by some central banks. This is how the globalists take control. It starves the third world to death, makes the first world poor, it's economic warfare, and it gives cover to the big mega banks that created thousands of trillions of dollars in fake derivatives. Only the truth will set us free. InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, we don't celebrate the good police officers enough. They never get any credence, only when there's a questionable or ambiguous thing that is used to attack them, demonize them, that leads them to being attacked in the streets, like this officer during what appeared to be a routine traffic stop gets ambushed and shot. But what happened after that is incredible. Here's the report. No, guys, we want clip six.
At a traffic stop, doesn't even reach the passenger window before three shots ring out from the pickup truck stopped on I-40 near Laguna. The state police officer fires back as the shooter speeds away, hitting his cab window. Right before this, the officer had pulled over the suspect, Robert Nelson, for tailgating a trailer we later learned his parents were driving across the country. After all the commotion, Officer Sharon Duran described what happened.
I fell back and he hit me. I went like that.
I aimed at the headrest and started to fire my weapon.
After returning fire, she chased down Nelson for a few miles, bloodied hands on the steering wheel.
Oh! She chased him, and then for some reason he pulled over and just put his hands up.
This time, she kept her distance from Nelson.
I want you to walk towards me with your hands up. You move, I will shoot.
More police officers arrived to put Nelson in cuffs, and he wasn't offering any explanation for what he did.
I'll wait for my lawyer.
As officers searched Nelson's truck, they found the gun.
Over on the seat.
Along with his cat in a crate right under the line of fire. Meanwhile, Nelson's father, who had circled back to the scene, couldn't believe what his son had just done.
I'm just thankful the officer's okay.
She's gonna live. Oh. She's been shot, though.
So think about a police officer.
As the officer tried recalling,
it's just like the ones that got ambushed in L.A. They get shot in the head, and they still try to do their job. Now, this is a tough thing to, because everything's complex, but we want to be in support of a police. We understand they are the thin blue line between chaos and civilization. Doesn't mean they're all perfect. Doesn't mean we can't disagree or have reforms or anything. But for the most part, you want to support the police and you want to be in a mutually beneficial relationship with police. But also at a certain time, you can't support what the police are doing. For example, when I see them protecting left-wing terrorists, but coming after conservatives whenever they have events, no, that's not good. Of course, I understand the complexities of that. It's coming from Democrat mayors and Democrat heads of the police commission, giving them these illegal orders. But look at what happened in Britain over the Thanksgiving holiday. Adamson Barbecue owner, guys, roll clips 2 and 3. Just roll the B-roll. Refuses to have a COVID shutdown. And so he gets arrested at his barbecue joint, even though everyone was there, wanted to eat, and people were pissed off. Now, again, I want to stand with police and have a mutually beneficial relationship. But you see this individual who tries to stop the police from arresting this man. Quite frankly, when you see police engaged in tyrannical orders like this, then they deserve perhaps what they might get. But it's odd. So when police deserve scrutiny or physical attacks against them, I'm not condoning it. I'm just saying, if you're a tyrannical police officer implementing an illegal COVID shutdown or arresting someone for opening his business and the public decides to attack you and beat you like a drum in the streets, well, you know what? Maybe you deserve it. But see, the media only comes out to attack the police when they've perhaps done the right thing, but looks to be the wrong thing on the surface. A case in point would be Mike Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. Mike Brown attacks a police officer shoots him dead in the street, and that police officer couldn't even really do anything about the body that day. They complained, oh, his body sat in the streets. Well, that's because there was an angry mob that wanted to kill him that day. So it's very complex. The police need to be able to do their job, but also be able to judge what is right and what is wrong, not taking commands from tyrannical mayors and governors or whatever happens in Britain with that. By the way, Alex Jones is going to be rejoining us this hour. Don't go anywhere.
PrepareWithAlex.com is a special website with My Patriot because they have agreements with other distributors that they all sell the same low price, high quality, storable food. But occasionally they can do promotions on their own platform. And that's what we've set up with them is at PrepareWithAlex.com is a subdomain of My Patriot. You get an additional 10% off. We have their whole great catalog at InfoWarsStore.com where you can normally get it at very good prices, and those prices are still there. But an additional 10% off right now at preparewithalex.com on their 1 month, their 3 month, their 6 month, their year, and on a bunch of other great items. Huge discounts that will be ending next Wednesday. That is December 2nd. So you've got this week and a little bit of next week to get your orders in. They're ready to ship to you right now. And the profit that comes in funds the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win. If you need storable food to fight the Great Reset, get prepared now.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
We're going to be joined by Alex Jones coming up in the next segment. Dr. Nick Begich is hosting the fourth hour today, and then I'll be back hosting the Veterans Call-In Special. The last Friday of every month, the War Room becomes the Veterans Call-In Special. We have a lot of great veteran guests. Looking forward to taking calls from veterans as well. So I'll be hosting that 3 to 6. You can always tune in at band.video. That's the War Room, 79days.news. This, of course, is the Alex Jones Show here at InfoWars. And everything is brought to you by you. You are our sponsors. You support us by spreading the links, sharing it with friends and family as we're banned, and shopping at InfoWarsStore.com to get all your supplement needs, to get all your water filtration needs, to get all your air filtration needs, to get your emergency food needs. We also have hats, shirts with political messages on them, InfoWars logos and such. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And on this Black Friday, we have the Great Reset Emergency Sale happening. Free shipping store-wide. Deep discounts on all the top-selling, top-rated supplements at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Jump over to InfoWarsStore.com and see for yourself all the big discounts we have. Read the reviews. Most of our supplements you can see there have nearly 5-star reviews. If you have a 4.9-star review, that's basically 5 stars. You can't really get a 5-star review. I mean, you could. For example, like Ultimate Krill Oil has a perfect 5-star review. That means every review is 5 stars. But as soon as one review is not 5 stars, it goes down to 4.9. So almost all of our supplements, folks, at InfoWarsStore.com are rated 5 stars or 4.9 stars. And I can talk about the supplements all day because I take the InfoWars supplements. I take the Ultimate Krill Oil, did this morning, the DNA Force Plus, the Bodies, the Survival Shield X2. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, that's you fueling this mothership of information warfare, the fearless tip of the spear in the information age, where the corporate world government wants you in the dark, uninformed, confused, deceived. Not us. We want you free. We want you informed. And we want you activated for liberty. InfoWarsStore.com is how it's all possible. So this is all probably going to go to the Supreme Court. Does that make you feel good? Does that make you feel bad? It's tough. But that's where I think it's going. And we know that's where the Pennsylvania case is going. Now you look around, and every step Trump takes, there's a trap laid for him. Every step we take, there's a trap laid for us. For example, the appointment by the DOJ to prosecute election crimes, Robert Eberle is an Obama guy. That's a trap. Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, censoring any and all information they can about this election theft. That's a trap. That's us versus the entire corrupt corporate system. Is this case going to the Supreme Court another trap? It's not that hard to measure. 9 Supreme Court justices, half of them in your pocket. It's not that hard to measure how that's the next trap. And of course, the president now says, we're like a third world country. And the election results that the mainstream media were reporting on are rigged. Rigged. So will the Electoral College certify a rigged election? If so, it's game over, folks. It's game over. You don't even get to vote for your president anymore. You think there's going to be anything stopping them from force inoculating you? No. They're coming for everything, folks. That's the age we're in. And the ultimate question for me, what's really in the cosmos? Do we defeat this now before we really get into the spider's web? Right now, we may have a leg tangled in it. We could probably get out. Maybe we're just buzzing around it. But if they certify the fake election results for Biden, then they're coming with the forced vaccines, and you're in the spider's web. Spider's coming up for you, fangs out, and it's going to suck out your essence. And then claim you, watermark you, as property of Bill Gates and Microsoft or whoever else is in charge, Jeff Bezos of Amazon. But you see how it works. Bring in the fake pandemic. Shut down any small business that's not operating inside the global corporate structure, because that's what's happened, and that's why it has to continue. So any small business, and that's why it's mostly bars, restaurants, these are private ownerships, a taco stand, a mom-and-pop shop for repairing shoes or plumbing or, you know. All small business that's independently owned and operated outside of the global corporate structure must be out of business, because that gives you the opportunity of freedom of choice. But once all that's eliminated with the fake pandemic, everything that's owned by, you know, the 1%, whatever you want to call it, like six companies own 99% of media, not here, they'll immediately be all on board for the vaccine being forced. You look at the big corporate gyms, you look at the big corporate restaurants, you look at the big corporate airlines, all of it. They're all ready to start force vaccinating because they're all owned by the same people. So the independently owned restaurants that won't do that, the independently owned gyms that won't do that, the independently owned anything in the free market that won't force vaccinate you must be out of business or must be so relegated to nothing that they have no impact and you have no choice. So they'll say, well, and you'll see, you see people like Tim Pool, who will say, well, no, you know, it's not going to be a forced vaccination, but you'll just have to get one to shop or fly or travel. Oh, it's not a forced vaccination. Just the corporate world government that owns you will make you take one to live. It's not a forced vaccination. It's not the government doing it. It's just a corporate government. See, that's a free choice. That's free market. Even though it was the corporate government that wiped out the small guy. You know, and it's amazing. All these leftist liberals or centrists who just love playing along to get along. Oh, I'm going to fight the big guy. I'm here to fight the establishment. I'm a freedom fighter. Yeah, man. And then as soon as the corporate government rolls out its plan, as soon as daddy threatens to chop their balls off on YouTube, they cuck harder than anything you've ever seen. Oh, it's not the government. I'm against the big corporate fascist government. I'm against corporations. I'm a centrist. I'm a leftist. I'm against corporate world. I'm for human freedom. Hey, they're going to force inoculate you. Yeah, but it's not the government. It's the corporate world. So it's not violating your rights. The corporate world can do that. Can I stay on YouTube now, daddy? It's the corporate government. They say the same thing about social media. Well, social media, I'm for free speech. I'm a liberal. I'm a centrist. I'm a truth teller. I'm for free speech. Free speech is free speech, and it should not be debated. Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, censoring everybody. Well, that's their free speech. See, they can censor you. You don't get free speech on those platforms. I'm a good centrist liberal. I'm a good centrist liberal, and I'm for free speech. But if they want to censor you, then you don't get free speech. I'm for choice. I'm a libertarian. They're not going to force vaccinate you. They can't do that. That's illegal. the corporate world says it's going to force vaccinate you for you to shop or travel. But that's okay. The corporate world can do that. That's okay. That's freedom. That's their freedom of choice. You see that? You see how that works? Yeah, we don't play those games here, okay? We don't cuck to the corporate world government here, okay? In fact, we give it one of these right there. Doubling down, the double-barreled middle finger. Alex Jones coming up in the next segment with the latest breaking news. Do not go anywhere. It's the Alex Jones Show, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com.
You can watch a factory of robots being controlled by wireless internet commands. But if you were a person just 200 years ago and you saw that, you'd think it was magic. You wouldn't even know really what the machines were or what was controlling them. So for that person, it would be spiritual, or it would be something of the spirit. And it's similar to how ducks and butterflies and many other species of animal know how to fly thousands and thousands of miles back to the exact place where they were born. They're following magnetic lines. They have magnetic cells in their brains. We now know scientifically what's going on, but there's even a lot more than that. So when we talk about the spirit, we're talking about all the dark matter. We're talking about all the things you don't understand, but we know it's there. And just like you can have a bunch of robots working off a wireless system, that's what's going on with this satanic transmission that's working through people. And that's how this entity behind it all is able to direct it, because it is a consciousness manipulated through the space-time continuum. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope we can stop the Great Reset. That means a globalist-imposed worldwide depression to break us and bring us under their control. That's their stated admitted plan. Justin Trudeau's on record, Klaus Schwab, all the different Democrat mayors, they admit it's Cloward and Piven implode the economy to make us go under their control. But if we expose they're the ones doing it, they go to prison instead of getting total power and total control. And there are major uprisings happening across the world. Here in the U.S., thousands of sheriffs are saying hell no to the lockdowns. People are finally starting to fight back. But regardless, you need to get prepared. We have high-quality, storable food, last 25 years, highest quality, lowest prices, great containers, ready to ship. But when people figure this out in a few months, I think there'll be long lines again to get storable food after the lockdown's been going for a few months. So get your orders in today at preparewithalex.com to get an additional 10% off, and they're ready to ship. The sale ends next Wednesday, or I guess that's December 2nd. So get your orders in now, preparewithalex.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
President Trump finally gets it. He's finally come out and said big tech is working with foreign countries to election meddle and to steal this election. Once Trump allowed his supporters to be cut off so they couldn't amplify the truth, so they couldn't report on stories, then mainstream corporate media could then finally silence Trump during the period of time we're in right now, the orchestrated, engineered election fraud. President Trump came out on Thanksgiving Day, answered questions from the press, and almost nowhere did they actually carry it. Strangely enough, CNN carried an edited clip. We found the full video and the full transcript. They're posted to InfoWars.com. But this is truly criminal, what's going on. They asked, will you concede? And he says, well, I shouldn't concede because the Electoral College should see the fraud that's coming out and block it. On every channel, ABC, CBS, NBC, they would not show what Trump said. They would just say, quote, Trump says he may concede, but then they wouldn't show what he actually said. So this is a next level of deception. And they go on to repeat the lie that not one shred of evidence has been shown. No, thousands of dead people in Detroit, thousands of dead people in Philadelphia, thousands of dead people voting in Atlanta. All the videos of the election officials sitting there filling out dozens of ballots, looking over their shoulders on camera. The fact that Venezuela came out with a Smartmatic and the Dominion systems, and the fact that the algorithm has found massive vote flipping, and all the eyewitnesses of how poll watchers were thrown out and how the Democrats were 15-20-1. All of that is a fact. It's a fact that Trump was winning by double or triple the numbers he was 4 years ago in those key battleground states. He won Florida bigger than he did, and many other states, Texas. He got 11 million more votes than he got last time. Does anyone believe that Joe Biden really got more than Barack Obama did, millions and millions of votes? This is ridiculous. We see it. We know what it is. The globalists ran the election fraud 4 years ago, but failed because Trump's landslide was so big. This time, they stuffed the ballots for months and months and months with fraudulent ballots, the mail-in ballots, and then election night it still wasn't enough, so they had to stuff them again and manipulate the computers. Here is part of what President Trump had to say. This is CNN's edit of it. The full video, again, is posted to Infowars.com. Everyone should watch his whole press conference yesterday to hear what he actually said as he battled these true enemies of the Republic, these true enemies of America. But this is our Republic in such peril. And again, the president is completely cut off where no one is allowed to even share what he has to say online. The mainstream media can suppress what he's actually saying. This is a dark day, and if they succeed, it's only going to get worse. This isn't just a national security crisis. This is the end of our country as we know it. Here's President Trump.
Yeah, please, go ahead.
Mr. President, if the Electoral College votes for Joe Biden on December 14th, will you concede the election?
It's going to be a very hard thing to concede because we know there was massive fraud. So as to whether or not I can get this apparatus moving this quickly, because time isn't on our side. Everything else is on our side. Facts are on our side. This was a massive fraud. This should never take place in this country. We're like a third world country.
Just to be clear, if the Electoral College votes for Joe Biden, will you concede?
Well, if they do, they made a mistake because this election was a fraud. Just so you understand, this election was a fraud. I mean, they have Biden beating Obama on Obama's vote in areas that mattered in terms of the election, in swing states. And yet he's losing to Obama all over the place. But he's beating Obama in swing states, which are the states that mattered for purposes of the election. So, no, I can't say that at all. I think it's a possibility. They're trying to, look, between you people, don't talk to me that way. You're just a lightweight. Don't talk to me that way. I'm the president of the United States. Don't ever talk to the president that way. All right, I'm going to go with another question. Go ahead.
So if the Electoral College does elect President-elect Joe Biden, are you not going to leave this building?
Just so you certainly I will. Certainly I will. And you know that. But I think that there will be a lot of things happening between now and the 20th of January. A lot of things. Massive fraud has been found. We're like a third world country.
You know that it's tradition for previous presidents to go to the next president's inauguration. So will you attend
I don't want to say that yet. I mean, I know the answer. I'll be honest, I know the answer. But I just don't want to say it yet. Look, a thing like this possibly has never happened before, but maybe people just didn't catch it. But we've caught it.
But
we've caught hundreds of thousands of votes.
If I may.
Listen, excuse me. When they don't allow a poll watcher, which is a sacred person in our country. People don't know what a poll watcher is. A poll watcher is, it's considered sacred in our country. When they throw them out of rooms.
But that's not true. They didn't do
sure
that.
Sure it is. And when they put them in pens.
Your attorneys
excuse me. No, they didn't. My attorneys did not admit anything.
And to be clear, this is not just a stolen election. This is a multinational authoritarian conglomerate working with the corporate media and big tech, backed up by communist China, taking over our country. And they know what they've done is criminal. They know what they've done is bold. They're going for broke. And once they get Biden in, they are going to drop the hammer on this country. Let's fight so there's a global awakening, an awakening in our country, so that Biden, as a communist agent of China, cannot be seated. Even if he won the election, which he didn't, he's illegitimate. And let's get the truth out and stop it before he gets in, because once he gets in, it's going to be hell on earth. You got to tell everybody you know, too. Once they get in, they're cutting the oil off, they're cutting the power off. They're going to bring us into total depression, saying it's for COVID. This is the end of the Republic. This is the takeover. There's not words to describe it. I think you all understand that. But we have to rise the occasion and behave like we're being taken over. And you have to ask, how does someone behave when that's happening? They speak up, they stand up, they say no, civil disobedience, and you get totally aggressive within the law. This is a foreign illegal takeover. You point out people doing it are criminals and that they should be arrested. And it doesn't matter what the FBI or others do laying around. At the end of the day, if Biden gets in and they put the depression in place, they will end up getting destroyed. They have bitten off more than they can chew. These people are so damn ruthless. And again, Trump won the election by a landslide. This is a major repudiation to them. They had to do this because they're cornered rats, not because they're strong. So laying down is how they win. Standing up is how humanity wins. We must take action. Back to Owen Schroyer in the live transmission.
And, you know, it goes along, thank you, Alex, with what I was saying earlier. Do we have to go into this spider's web completely and actually get sucked up by the spider before we can win this? Or can we stop it now before we get to that point? Because I'm telling you, if Biden gets in, I agree with Alex's analysis 100% here. If Biden gets in, I would probably guess within a month, but conservatively speaking, within a year, he'll make a statement about the Great Reset, and it'll be the Build Back Better UN slogan that everyone's adopting now. It's all part of a plan. See, you understand this. You're observant. You see this. 60%, I'm being generous. Let's say 60% of the world population doesn't have a clue. And even 60% of the actual world population that has access to information still doesn't have a clue. So they can roll this giant fraud out and most people won't even have a clue. You'll understand it. But Biden will come out making a statement saying build back better. We have to have a great reset. We're cutting off the oil. We're cutting off the electricity. You're going to have to suffer for a couple of years while we build this system. They'll bring in the forced vaccine that'll kill you and make you a product, a patented product of Bill Gates. And then it's game over. Now again, we have the strength. We have the people. We can defeat this anytime we want to. It's just a matter of recognizing it, seeing it. So do we see it yet?
Throughout history, there have been two basic forms of civilizations and different mixes of the two. One is born of Renaissance. The other is born of conquest. One bases its power on having strong, enlightened, focused people with an ethos and a culture and ingenuity, art and skill and strength. The other is based on the massive number of slaves it controls with a tiny elite above it. America is transferring out of a system based on the ethos of liberty and freedom into one of total mass high-tech slavery. That's why the globalists tell us America was founded on slavery when it wasn't. They point out one of our evils so they can invert the fact that they are truly the slave masters. A global permanent lockdown is here that is already causing millions and millions to starve to death. When they're done, billions will starve to death. Even the former head of the Ministry of Defense in England and a top general have come out and said the COVID lockdown is going to trigger a giant new world war. That's the facts. This is the Bill Gates New World Order weapon. The trick that social engineers use is very, very simple. They just teach us that the architecture of civilization, that the trajectory of a species is designed by these ever-knowing, loving, liberal technocrats, and that if we just sit back and enjoy the ride, everything will be great. But then they tell us that humans are obsolete, non-essential, that we're bad for the earth, and we need to be phased out. So they're very open about what they're doing, and they count on us just being very passive, living in the matrix-like system that they're building. But what defines humans more than anything from the rest of the, quote, animal kingdom is that we control our environment. We build our own environments. We create our own systems. We really geoengineer and terraform the planet and its systems towards our aims. But instead, we're acting like animals, the way the globalists play the part of humans and us as cattle. And that's the trick. The Great Reset. Where have I heard of that before? Oh, the Great Leap Forward, Mao Zedong, ordering all the small towns and small farms to basically shut down and have the rural people and the small business people move into the big cities and go under communist commune control. And that's all this is. The big mega banks want to break us. They're the same ones that put Mao Zedong into power. And they're creating the process of getting rid of our old economy and bringing in the new economy where everything's free. Because when you're a prisoner, well, everything's free, but you're also a slave. Scotland is going to have universal guaranteed incomes now of subsistence level. But, of course, you got to take those vaccines. You can't have any kids. And, oh, don't worry, though. All of the tampons and stuff like that's free, too, as well. I'm not kidding. So they'll give you some free paper. They give you enough money to basically live in a tiny apartment. But they own you. They control you. That's the Great Reset. That's why it's got to be resisted. It's a total takeover. And we're fighting it at InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You're already getting a taste, ladies and gentlemen, of the communist corporate world government. It's funny how the liberal left that's, you know, against big government, against big corporations, against the billionaires, and then they're literally completely sold out, bought and paid for by those exact people they claim to be fighting. It's pretty ironic, but you're getting a taste of it. And it looks like the first thing that they're going to claim you need to get a vaccine for is going to be airline travel. And that'll be mandated. But you know, oh, it's for your protection. It's for your safety. It's for COVID. Of course, COVID and 99.9% survivability. And now anything and everything is considered COVID. I just had a great aunt of mine die this week. 86 years old, smoked cigarettes for 60 years, drank plenty of booze. 86 years old, had other health complications. May she rest in peace. Quite a lady, but, you know, she dies in her old age at 86. Oh, it's COVID. What? It's crazy. And you hear about these stories all the time. I guarantee you, anybody you ask, the odds are, even if they know someone that died of COVID, it'll be because of other complications. But it's the propaganda, it's the brainwashing of the TV media where you just see the numbers, you see the death count. So it becomes real. That's the psychological warfare. There's no way it could be fake. I see it every day on TV. There's no way this isn't the deadliest pandemic. Look at it on the TV. I see the numbers. I see the graphs. I see my local mayors and governors shutting me down and telling me to be scared. The real world test doesn't matter. The real world test of, oh, people get COVID and recover a day later, even if it's Trump. The real world test of, I've gone to dozens of events this year, shaken thousands of hands, was at a million MAGA march, never wore a mask. I'm here. Crew's still here. Everyone I'm around is still here. No, see, the real world test doesn't apply. Television trumps media, or television media trumps reality. And for the left, they love that. See, the dirtbag leftist hates reality because the reality of themselves is quite pathetic. So they would prefer the television reality that makes them feel good and then gives them the opportunity to go out and virtue signal with whatever the television messaging is to give them a feeling of accomplishment for the first time in their lives. Total frauds, total hypocrites, total phonies, doesn't matter. And I'm now being told that the COVID vaccine is going to be starting to get released next week. I cannot urge you not to take this enough. Narcolepsy fiasco spurs COVID vaccine fears in Sweden. Well, why are they even doing this in Sweden? They never even locked down Sweden. They don't wear masks in Sweden. There's been no outbreak in Sweden. Because Sweden's in the one world government, folks. Just look at the madness. Brits taking safe sex to new levels by wearing masks to avoid catching COVID. You know, you could argue whether or not this is by design or not, but here's what this does. You know, honestly, for most humans during this COVID thing, and really just in general since social media and smartphones and everything, there's less and less real human interaction every day. There's less and less actual organic real human interaction every day. And for most people, sex is probably the most human thing that they'll do in their daily routine. And so any way you can dehumanize the act of sex, an act of love, you know, between two humans, there's a bond, there's an experience. Anything you can do to end that human experience plays right into the New World Order, plays right into the corporate government. So make men and women hate each other, make women men, screw up the entire organic biology of humans, claim it doesn't exist, then claim it's sexist. So then people are even afraid to be straight. Then roll out the porn. So now everybody's watching porn. So now in general, they want men and women so scared to even talk to one another or so unable to talk to one another, now so scared to kiss or have sex because of COVID. So what happens? Well, you now have zero human experiences in your life. You sit on a television or a phone all day. You never go out in nature. You're sitting in your little hut and you're just watching a simulation of the world, and then you're simulating sex. So again, whether it's by design or you want to say it's just what'll happen, this is another way of just ending humanity. Obviously the reproduction part is one of it, but oh, wear a mask during sex. So you're not even kissing. So now you're even getting rid of the act of anything that's like loving or a human bond. So now it's just, oh, so you're just, you know, sticking your thing in a hole now. Well, why not just have a doll or, you know, just do it yourself at this point. That's what's going to come of this. Again, by design or just naturally how it's going to go. That's what's going to come from this. So now you're going to have, under this new world order, if it continues, the average human is going to have almost zero human experience, almost zero human organic experience of life on planet Earth. Never in nature, never breathe fresh air, never get the sun, doesn't talk to anybody, and now doesn't even have a basic relationship or a human interaction or sex now. So there's zero human experience in the human experience. And then it becomes trendy because you're so afraid of COVID or whatever they say. So it becomes trendy to live your life in a bubble or live your life on the internet. But how sad is it? You know, part of you is intellectual enough or believes in Darwinism to say, if people are this dumb and brainwashed, maybe they should just be enslaved or die. Now, you have a heart. I have a heart. You have a soul. You would never wish that upon any human. You know that the fate of one human is the fate of all humans. So we would never wish that. But, you know, there is a part of you that just, you know, if Darwinism was omnipotent or full scale, just the reality, and it was just all Darwinism, well, that'd be one thing. But this is not natural selection. This is not survival of the fittest. This is evil, evil mad scientists in a corporate government steering humanity into one direction for their own benefit to dominate it, rule it, and control it. And you know, if you want to be real esoteric about this, you have to wonder, how many cycles of this have we actually been through? Are there already separate societies? Have societies of humans already been through something like this and separated from us entirely? And now we're just kind of having our own new thing under their whole wing. I mean, you want to talk about Illuminati. You want to talk about secret societies. You want to talk about underground societies, underground bases. I mean, that's crazy, but they're about to do it again. What happens if Bill Gates and the rest of them end humanity for all intents and purposes, separate themselves from humanity, and then have an underclass of humanity that they basically view as swine or cattle, like slaves? And then 100 years, 200, 500, 1,000 years, 2,000 years goes by, and it's just a completely different civilization. And then the separate society has already formed and now is its own thing, and you may not even know it's there. But you're seeing all the evidence of this now. You're seeing it playing out now, and you're asking yourself, do I want to live on a planet where somebody is so stupid and so brainwashed by TV? They have a mask on when they shower, when they drive, when they kiss, and they hate me because I want to be free and I actually know what COVID is and what it isn't. How do you manage that world? All right, Alex Jones on the other side of this break. We'll be right back.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power.
As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
You can't have Thanksgiving. You can't have Christmas. You can't go see your grandma in the nursing home, but we can bring somebody in that has COVID and put them in the same room to kill her. These people are waging war against logic. They're waging war against common sense. They're announcing now that the left thinks that Biden actually won the election, that record numbers of illegals are pouring across. They get all the free stuff, and Biden says, I'll make you citizens. I'll let you vote. I'll give everything free. This is a plan to take us down. It's a globalist plan. But again, the borders stay wide open and millions die of TB every year. That's a real disease, but that's okay. But you just can't go see your grandma or you can't go to Thanksgiving. Stop complying with the fraud. It's a great reset. It's a criminal takeover. I know you as an audience know this. Tell everyone you know at Thanksgiving. Tell them the truth so they understand what they're facing. Compliance is death. This is economic war. This is mass genocide. And we're fighting it hard at fan.video. Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. Please share those links. Back in 1996, the head of the World Food Program said that they would use food and global lockdowns due to a virus scare to bring in world government. That also came out in the North American Union documents that Judicial Watch and Lou Dobbs got more than 15 years ago as well. So we know their plan. And if they're able to keep this lockdown going, it's going to cause not just a worldwide depression, but mass starvation of hundreds of millions. Millions have already starved to death, not from COVID, but from the lockdown. That's why it's important for people in North America to get prepared, hell, all over the world. But we have high-quality, storable food ready to ship to you the last 25 years at preparewithalex.com. There's an additional 10% off. A very rare sale is going right now. Preparewithalex.com. Also, at InfoWars.com, we have all the great supplements that boost your immune system and so much more with free shipping as well, up to 60% off. So take advantage of that at InfoWarsStore.com and preparewithalex.com. God bless. Now it's easier than ever to have Band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to Band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest Band.video. You will now have Band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want, be sure and share Band.video.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There comes a time when you can't lie to people anymore about what you're doing, where you just have to hide it in plain view. And that's the point we've reached now. I want to explain something to listeners so they understand the dire straits we're in. Not because I want to scare you, but so you wake up and really take action. I read and scan over, let's say, 500 news articles a day. Probably read 100 of them. And every day I see 5 to 10 articles without even looking with headlines like 59 die in South Korea from flu vaccine. Headline, thousands of children have seizures. Some die in Peru after vaccine. And it's the flu shot. It's the measles, mumps, rubella shot. It's the COVID testing is killing people. And then I see the medical literature research where the number one cause of polio is vaccines. And then I go look at whose vaccine. It's Bill Gates and the UN. And then remember in December of last year, they had an emergency meeting in Geneva, Switzerland, and the UN head of vaccines said, we're hurting people. They're not tested. There's a cover-up. We're given these by the big corporations. We're told to do it. Our frontline people are getting wobbly. That's why we saw the big COVID rollout. That was a too-big-to-fail system where the very monsters that have been running these covert sterilization and cancer programs can grab victory from the jaws of defeat and be the savior of COVID, while at the same time normalizing massive debilitation, massive death, massive injuries. I mean, just today, without even looking, I found over 10 articles where vaccines are killing and maiming people all over the planet. In Sweden, they had thousands and thousands, and that's who ended up reporting it. You know, it's a lot more than that, of people, of children that took the flu shot a few years ago that got narcolepsy, some of which so bad they're fully handicapped, can't drive cars, can't have jobs. Well, that's on the damn insert of flu shots that give you narcolepsy and hundreds of other neurological disorders. Why do you think neurological disorders are way up? They're putting things in there that do this. It's not just an autoimmune response. They are soft killing us and just normalizing doing all of this. And now they've got the mRNA vaccine that in the studies Gates did, 80 to 100% got sick. Some died. Folks, they're making their move on us. And as Owen was saying earlier, they're going to collapse the world economy, announce the Great Reset, say COVID caused it, and then tell us that they've got the solution to fix it. They even have admitted that. This is premeditated mass evil, and I demand the FBI, I demand Congress, I demand the state governors like Abbott get off their asses and do something against this New World Order plan, or they will be held accountable as well for aiding and abetting it. This damn thing is hidden in plain view. It's psychological warfare. It's 21st century war. Everybody get on your knees and pray for God to awaken the world and pray for God to deliver vengeance upon these globalists. Now back to Owen Schroyer. I'll be doing live shows Saturday and Sunday, and I hope you spread the word about Bandai Video. I hope you share this live feed and jam it down the throats of these New Order trash, because we've only begun to fight. We have no other choice. But I'm telling you, thousands of articles where they're just murdering everybody, just getting us all used to it as a background noise. Oh, and here's the last part. After the articles have been up for a few days, even AP Reuters, about the mass deaths from the vaccines and the mass illnesses, people being paralyzed, the list goes on and on, Guillain-Barré. Here's the most important part. Then Google and others bury them where you can't even find them. That's why I print off all these articles and save them. I've got thousands of them. It's insane. I'm making a Bill Gates documentary right now about all this. But again, back to Owen Schroyer in a live transmission.
Thank you, Alex. And you know, that's incredible, because I was not even coordinating this with Alex. And I mean, the crew can validate this. I was looking for, and I still think there's something else, but they're memory holing or erasing all of the news and information they don't want out there. And when you're talking about the Washington Post or the New York Times or Politico or all these things, they erase it off their sites. So it's not just Google terminating these things so you can't ever find it on a search. Certain publications, they'll erase it off their own site so that the information they put out will never get out. For example, this was even removed from the official Pennsylvania website that was up on November 24th. The night of November 24th, the official count had Donald Trump at 2.8 million votes compared to Biden at 1.4 here. Anyway, it goes into the numbers, and then they switched them, and then they just removed it. But it just shows you how they clearly cheated with the mail-in ballots, with 2 million mail-in ballots for Biden. Yeah. Yeah, but the real votes were 2.8 million for Trump, 1.4 for Biden. Where did the 2 million, you know, this is what's so frustrating about it. Oh my gosh. Look, how do you get people to understand that the news we cover here is the real deal? I mean, I hate talking about myself and patting myself on the back and all this stuff with the crew, because as a consumer of media, it's a turnoff to me. When I hear people saying about how, oh, they predicted they were right, it's like, I don't even want to hear it. So I hate doing this. But you know, it's a little frustrating when for months before the election and then days before the election, We sat here, Alex sat here, I sat here, and laid out the exact plan for the election theft. I mean, laid it out. Right there, the whole thing. Cut and dry. And then we have to sit here in a reactive measurement, in a reactive position. Oh, what do we do? They just stole the election. Boy, they did, didn't they? I wish we would have stopped it. Then we wouldn't be here, but yet here we are. Okay, a couple of the news stories. I'm about to sign off. Dr. Nick Begich is about to take over. Isn't it funny? I remember John Paul II, I guess you would say he was a conservative pope, but to me he was the last real pope. And the left hated him. And the left hated the Catholics and the left hated Christians and all of it. They still do, but now that Pope Francis comes out as a communist, now that Pope Francis calls out as an anti-white male, anti-Christian communist, now they love him. Pope Francis calls for overhauls, rip some countries' COVID-19 responses. So Pope Francis is a globalist, probably a black male pedophile, and now the left loves him. So you have a real Catholic pope like John Paul II. The left hates him, attacks him. He's the worst. Then you have a globalist puppet, blackmailed pedophile Francis in there, and the left loves him all of a sudden, of course. But, you know, I'm not really seeing this reported much anywhere. And I haven't seen the Trump administration claim any responsibility for this. Trump was retweeting these stories, though. Iran's top nuclear scientist killed in an attack in northern Iran. Mazen Fakhrizadeh, I'm probably butchering that, but there's my best interpretation. Shot and killed in northern Iran. He was the driving force behind Iran's nuclear weapons program for 20 years. And I'm sure I'm just getting this story right here. And I haven't done the deep research, but I'm just scanning over it as I'm talking. I can read and talk. Yeah, this was obviously Obama, Biden campaigns. This was their guy. This was their in-between. This was their guy that they were communicating with on the nuclear deal. And it was the guy that was basically in Obama's camp who would have been Biden's top contact inside Iran. But see, Iran has a deep state just like we do. Iran has a corrupt government just like we do. The people of Iran are pissed. Well, there's a lot of similarities actually right now with Iran and the United States. You won't see much about it with the language barriers and everything else and the cultural barriers, but there's a left versus right paradigm. There's a awakened, realizing globalism and the Great Reset coming paradigm, and they're trying to get entrenched right now with this change. Started as with women, and it was like White Wednesday or something. They all wore white, and it came to the Great Reset of Iran, which was a good thing. But now it's getting political, and I'm not seeing the Trump campaign claim any responsibility for this guy getting shot. But Trump was retweeting this, and this has major political implications. I mean, this, folks, I'm going to be honest. This was the Biden-Obama guy. And this would have been the in-between between the Biden campaign and Iran to bring in another nuclear deal or who knows what else. Maybe give Iran another $400 billion for some favors. So that's major political implications on a geopolitical level. Nobody's really reporting on it, but there you go. I would say top Obama, top Biden political nuclear head in Iran killed. Oh, and there's Brennan standing up for him. So, yeah, I mean, folks, that's their guy. So Obama's man in Iran, Brennan's guy, the deep state connection in Iran, just got shot and killed, and no one's talking about it. So Biden's plans in Iran just fell through. Wow. All right. That does it for me. I will be at the Texas State Capitol tomorrow at noon, and I will be hosting the War Room in an hour. It's the Veterans Call-In Special. Nothing but calls from veterans for 3 hours, including great veterans guests coming up. Dr. Nick Begich hosts the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'll see you in an hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope we can stop the Great Reset. That means a globalist-imposed worldwide depression to break us and bring us under their control. That's their stated admitted plan. Justin Trudeau's on record, Klaus Schwab, all the different Democrat mayors. They admit it's Cloward and Piven, implode the economy to make us go under their control. But if we expose they're the ones doing it, they go to prison instead of getting total power and total control. And there are major uprisings happening across the world. Here in the U.S., thousands of sheriffs are saying hell no to the lockdowns. People are finally starting to fight back. But regardless, you need to get prepared. We have high-quality, storable food, last 25 years, highest quality, lowest prices, great containers, ready to ship. But when people figure this out in a few months, I think there'll be long lines again to get storable food after the lockdown's been going for a few months. So get your orders in today at preparewithalex.com and get an additional 10% off, and they're ready to ship. The sale ends next Wednesday, or I guess that's December 2nd. So get your orders in now, preparewithalex.com. Remember Hillary Clinton, remember Pelosi, remember Bill Clinton, remember Obama? All of them said, we are not going to concede if there's a red mirage. We believe it's going to look like Trump's going to win in a landslide because they have the internal polls. And indeed, Trump won most of the states he won last time by an even bigger margin. And when he was set to win the other ones, they froze the seven states on election night. And then they brought in all of the reserve ballots they had. This is completely transparent. So when they say that he is president-elect, he's not. Trump has not conceded. None of the states have certified the vote. And now all these investigations have been opened up. And avalanches, mountains, oceans of election fraud has come out and already been documented. And in Georgia, officials are on record saying we've already found fraud. So ladies and gentlemen, the fix is in. They've run bigger and bigger hoaxes every time because the last hoax failed. But now, this is the mother of all hoaxes, and if they get away with this, it's the end of America as we know it. We will be Venezuela. Infowars.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Nick Begich.
And welcome back on this Friday afternoon in most of the country, a little before noon here in Anchorage, Alaska. Thinking about all the stuff again this week, you know, and I've been a bit preoccupied. I'm trying to get ready for some projects for next summer, believe it or not. Well, it's snowing outside today in my part of the world. But I was thinking about, you know, I always think I'm getting prepared for the show. You know how that goes. I know all the hosts do this. We get really prepared. We get our thoughts in order and we get organized. And then, at least for me, I get derailed about 2/3 of the time by, something that drops in, you know, and I always consider it, my personal, message, from the creation and, the creator from God. You know, actually it's funny. And I was in a dialogue this week, so I wanted to get some perspective on sort of how is Europe looking at this from a sort of political kind of view, or just, you know, what is people's perception? And there's someone I know who's worked in the European Parliament and now the European Commission and the Science and Technology Directorate for 25 years. Okay, so for a very long time, since one of my very early trips into Europe. So I've maintained this dialogue, and I had a couple hour conversation with this person about what's going on in my perception versus their perception. And I got an email, actually it was a text message on Skype just before I was coming on the air. And I want to read it to you, because now this is a career person. This individual speaks 9 languages, has a PhD in economics from the University of Munich, master's level work, University of Moscow, undergraduate work in University of Bulgaria, in Bulgaria, rather. And when I talked with this person about what was happening in the world and what my take on it was, I mentioned the power of human souls in that conversation. And then this was the question that she asked me this morning, just before I came on. Did you say something about people being made in the image of a creator? If so, what did you mean? Whoa. I mean, it took my breath away coming into this broadcast this morning. What, if so, what did you mean? The fact that someone so well educated with, and I know the person well enough to know kind of culturally, sort of the exploration of museums and art and all of it, history, archaeology, anthropology, all of it, and to not have ever embraced that set of words and even think about the concept of it. Wow. Blew me away, ladies and gentlemen, because fundamentally, you know, I think the three major religions in the world, Christianity, Islam, the Jewish faith, these are, and even most of the esoteric it sees us as an expression of something divine, the creator itself. The fact that someone wouldn't know what that means tells me I should talk about that today. So I want to start out the broadcast talking about what does it mean and what have I read recently that might help illustrate what that means in the context of science and technology, the language that most people get. Well, there was a recent study released. In fact, it was released just in the last week. So it's all very timely, as these things always are. This is Dr. Nick Begich. We've got some messages coming up. These are incredibly important to support this network on the high points of the week. This is the InfoWars. We'll be right back.
Most of the world submitted to the unconstitutional criminal lockdowns directed by the Communist Chinese and the United Nations. And now because the slaves have proven themselves to be subservient, the worst Australian models of complete lockdowns, you can't even leave your house for months and months, are being announced. And in Germany, the police are using giant armored tanks with water cannons to blast men, women, and children that protest the fact that Merkel, the dictator, has put them under her control. That's right, she's been rigging elections for years and years. And the same thing is coming here to the United States. This is world government. In Philadelphia, they've announced four people or more seen together will be arrested. They're announcing that Christmas is canceled. This is what the communist takeover looks like, to bankrupt you, to take rid of all your due process, and absolutely transform the world into a prison planet. How long have we warned you about this? But you can fight back. America is the last bastion. Stop submitting.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Nick Begich.
All right, I want to pick right up where I left off, because I'm kind of excited about this, because it's a great question, you know, and it's a question that deserves an answer. And what I read this week that really just blew me away was a science article about the human brain and the neuroconnections and the pathways through the brain and all of these centers of the brain that have been identified and imaged and put in a three-dimensional model, if you will. And this is what is really interesting, is that three-dimensional model at scale, you know, really small, you know, when you think about our brain compared to the size of, say, the universe as an example, you know, which is all the galaxies. And, you know, and all the energy flowing between these, bodies of mass, which is an expression of energy. If you really understand it, you know, without going over the math, but if you really understand it. And so here's what the brain is on scale. You can look at the brain on scale, and they did, and it scales perfectly with the universe. Let me say that again. The human brain scales perfectly with the universe. The energy centers correlate with galaxies and energy centers that are identified as mass throughout the universe. And it's, you know, think about that as sort of a beginning point for this idea of being created in the image and likeness of God, being in the the image and likeness of a creator and what that really means. So I've expressed it differently in different programs through the last few years in InfoWars. And one of the ways I've talked about it is a holographic thing, you know, sort of like if you look at a hologram, you keep slicing it up and slicing it up into smaller and smaller bits, but you still see the same image in it. It's still got a complete whole in it. It's complete in it. So by analogy, by comparison, you know, we're kind of like that hologram. And now science is even telling us more about it. This is the power of it, you see, because if we can learn how to work through our consciousness and the brain, the mind is sort of the bridge between different aspects of what we are. Okay. It's the bridge place between the flesh and the physical and the emotional and the mental that connects us to the spiritual, which is connecting us to consciousness itself. And it's expressed in our very physiology. Even in the mathematics of living organisms, you see it throughout nature. You can read about this. You can study this. It's not taught as integrated science anymore because there is no integrated science. There hasn't been in many, many, many decades, which is the whole in all of it, the void in all of it. And you know that void actually in the universe, the empty space actually contains something, like the brain contains water for all that space around all those neuro connections and energy centers within the brain that correlate to the universe and all of the galaxies in the universe. Does that seem so strange that God would express itself in one form as all, the everything, and then you're creating that image? What does that mean? And there would be different ways of seeing that if we could ever get the resolution high enough to look within. So we're doing it on a fleshy sort of basis still, mapping neural pathways, looking at the body, looking at our biology, when underlying this is also another system. I've talked about it, and other people get all weirded out about it sometimes, but it's a true system. You can measure it, and it's the electromagnetic system of the human body. It's expressed in a lot of different ways through thousands of years by those who could see and understand what they were looking at, or feeling or sensing when we weren't so tuned out from what we are. Because here's what happens. We're in a soup of noise, electromagnetic noise from a scientific perspective. There's a billion times more electromagnetic radiation around us, man-made actually, than existed in nature a little over 120 years ago. So we are in a soup of noise, a soup of electromagnetic noise that has shut us off from what we are. We no longer connect to anything natural. And now they want to cover our faces and hold us in our homes in a mass arrest of our consciousness and our physical bodies all at the same time. As the information pipeline dumps its cesspool of information into our minds, because most of it is tailored just for what you want to hear. What will appeal to the flesh? What will appeal to your base personality? And that's what we need to resist and wake up from and recognize what we are and who we are and not get pushed around by those that would intrude on the very essence of what we are. And this is the technology of the 21st century that I've been talking about for 25 years in science terms, okay? In the science of it. So there's 1,600 references in the four books that are still on InfoWars that lay the matrix out for you if you need that level of diving. Go ahead, dive in. And then I challenge you to challenge me in this way. Don't believe what I say. Look it up yourself and take possession of your life and start acting as a creator you were intended to be and do what you can do with the faith of a mustard seed. All right. Just start with that. What does that mean in the context of being created in the image of a creator? It means simply this. What you know to be right and true, you begin to act on it. And metaphorically and realistically, you will move mountains. Let me say it again, not just metaphorically, although that will happen too, because that's usually the place people start. And then you'll see it expressed in the world. Because that's who we are. That's what we are. That's what's possible in the 21st century. And what so much is lost sight of. And then I discover someone in their late 50s in the European Commission doesn't know what that means. Whoa. So as I look at the world and determine, one, what platform change happens, it happens on the platform of values and belief systems. It happens on ideas that get expressed into how we create in the world, how we move our words into creation in the world. You see, that's the other thing that we have as human souls, the ability to create things. You know, in the last segment, Owen was talking about sex, all right, and how that's exploited, sexual energy and how that's exploited. Do you know that's the core of creative energy? You know, within many of the occult rituals, and I studied them. That was part of my earliest investigation in life, was all of the various religions and cults, all of the correlations between parapsychology and all of that. I did that in my, from the time I was about 12 till around 17, 18. And that reading was probably, I don't know, 1,000 titles, something like that. A lot of books, a lot of material, a lot of inquiry. You know, but that's been my life, you know, is to learn a lot about a lot of different things and try and find some way to piece it together and sort of bring it together so that we might be more potent. And I'll tell you, the thing that gets in the way the most is a powerful intellect. You know, I tell you what, because to get to the finish line of knowing is a journey I would not wish on anyone. But here's what I do know is the path you pick is the right one. It's yours. It's yours individually. The creator has a relationship with you individually, whether you know it or not. And you can express yourself whether you know it or not. You're doing it. Either you're doing it with awareness or you're doing it unconsciously. And hey, the creator does care, but it doesn't matter. Let me say that again. Does care, but doesn't matter. What does that mean? Well, that means it's going to happen whether you're aware of it or not. You're going to participate whether you're aware of it or not. I believe that. I know a number of other people do too. And because we believe that, it is so. Because the power of knowing is the power of faith, and that's how mountains get moved. And you're in it with us. You're in it with us every day that you listen, and then you try to internalize and change and project yourself in the world more efficiently, more lovingly, more kindly, with more power that we're created for. You know, I was thinking about this. Too many people build shells around themselves, artificial or otherwise. This is not what's needed to protect us. What's needed is to be higher expressions of kindness, higher expressions of love in the midst when you see none. Be that. Be that. Be the tip of the spear. Be that word that changes minds and hearts. This is Nick Begich. We'll be right back.
The Great Reset. Where have I heard of that before? Oh, the Great Leap Forward. Mao Zedong ordering all the small towns and small farms to basically shut down and have the rural people and the small business people move into the big cities and go under communist commune control. And that's all this is. The big mega banks want to break us. They're the same ones that put Mao Zedong into power. And they're creating the process of getting rid of our old economy and bringing in the new economy where everything's free. Because when you're a prisoner, well, everything's free, but you're also a slave. Scotland is going to have universal guaranteed incomes now of subsistence level. But, of course, you got to take those vaccines. You can't have any kids. And, oh, don't worry, though. All of the tampons and stuff like that's free, too, as well. I'm not kidding. So they'll give you some free paper. They give you enough money to basically live in a tiny apartment, but they own you. They control you. That's the Great Reset. That's why it's got to be resisted. It's a total takeover, and we're fighting it at InfoWars.com.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. Inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind, with Nick Begich.
And welcome back. You know, just thinking about all this again this week, you know, because when I go into my week, you know, I've got a lot of stuff going on in a couple of different areas. So I'm kind of moving in and out of a few different worlds. I'm trying to develop some things on, my mining and tourism interests in Alaska. And I'm trying to develop at the same time my, public agenda for what I do every week. So you kind of get it ready and you do it. A lot of times you don't even realize you're doing it when it's happening. And so a lot of the material I read this week that was not intended for this program is going to end up here anyway. And that's the way it works. And I appreciate that. And I appreciate how it comes together, because all week long, everyone on the network is dealing with all different aspects of the politics and sort of what's behind it, and even, you know, the spiritual dimensions of all that as well. And at the end of the week, I get the fourth hour on a Friday to kind of wrap things up. And I always try to think about all this in maybe a little different way to get us to kind of break some of these patterns that we've gotten ourselves locked into. And this is, the systems themselves support this. And this is sort of the other area of my research has been personal privacy and what people are now calling surveillance capitalism. But I just call it the push system, you know, the manipulation system, the system of grabbing you, and choking you by the throat till the air is gone and they just drag you around like a carcass. Because that's how we're being treated on so many levels and we don't even see it. There's a video that's trending, actually. It's called The Social Dilemma. I recommend it highly. It's timely right now, extremely timely. The Social Dilemma, I think it's a Netflix thing, but I did get a chance to see it. And it's so much of what we've been saying for 25 years, for a quarter of a century. And it's rolled out. And so I get into that a bit about what does all this mean and how does that work and what does it mean for you? Well, what it means for you, every one of us who's a you, that's all of us, me, you, everybody, even me. I go into the internet. Believe me, I do, because I get my research and things there. But what keeps getting narrowed is what I can look at, you see, because it keeps tailoring to my search patterns and then keeps shoving garbage at me that it wants me to click on. Don't click on that stuff. Just ignore it. Always drive your own awareness. All right. This is the first step. Don't take the bait. It's designed, if you think about it, as having a digital pheromones attached to you. You know, it's your formula for grabbing you by the throat and choking the air out of you so you just are a carcass being dragged around. Don't be that. Don't be that. So how do you avoid it? One of the best inoculations is don't take the bait. Do your searches. Try to find the safe engines. You know, don't use the Googles if you can help it, but sometimes it's just more efficient. All right. Whatever the excuse is, just make sure you're driving the search. All right. You drive the search for your own information, because otherwise you're being driven to the search. So whether it's the negative view or the positive view or the other 50 million, 7 billion views, the one that will be your fingerprint in the digital world is already defined. Your fingerprint has already been given up. Your digital blueprint for your whole life has been spread out on the internet like litter dumped on the highway for people just to rummage through as they will, as they happen to blow by it. That's wrong, fundamentally wrong. I was in another conversation with a friend of mine that used to be real high up in Microsoft. He's not anymore. But he still has the concepts that were delivered there that I still have a hard time with. And it's the personal privacy. So he's got some ideas, and they're actually patents, that he wants to push out there so that we can all have some ability to screen out our personal privacy and all that, which is a great idea as far as it goes. But I still don't trust the systems. And more importantly, I don't think we should be asked the questions. Now, my good friend takes exception to that because, you know, I mean, if he can make money on the patents, that'd be great for him. But here's how I view it. You should not be allowed. That's the me in you and the you in me. None of us should be allowed to give up our personal privacy as an option by checking the box. I accept the terms. No one should ever be able to ask you to do that. Let me say that again. No one should ever be able or allowed legally to ask you to give up your rights. That would be okay. If that was all okay, then they could ask you, for instance, hey, how about giving up your right to be free and just be my slave and I'll pay your family X dollars? See, we don't allow that, right? Because that's immoral. That's wrong. But we allow it with our free speech, the fundamental that gets us to not knowing that piece of information, that selling each other into slavery is wrong. The reason we know that is because we have free speech coming out of our soul as long as we remain free and understand what liberty is. Liberty begins in our awareness. Liberty begins in what we were created to be. Liberty begins there. That is where freedom happens. And then from that realm of the unseen, it drops in between our ears, in our brains, in our minds, in our consciousness, in our connection to what's high and what's fleshy and low. And in that translation is formed our personality and our individuality within our brain, right? That's what we are. But we start with the programming that people start shoving on us in lots of different ways, right? Our parents program, that's their job. That's our job. Society programs too. Our culture does too. A whole lot of other interests do too. And now they do it on steroids because they compete not for your consciousness in the same way just yet, but they're competing for your attention. They want your attention because that makes you a commodity that can be sold. So, you know, we're kind of stuck in the digital world right now in a lot of ways, but we can choose how we enter it, how we exit it, how we oscillate within it to a great extent still. But here's what the new world order in the deep state fears the most. People who are fearless, people who know who they are. And what they were created in the image and likeness of, and what that truly means at the root of what we are. And there are a lot of people awakening to that. And people ask me, I asked the question of this bureaucrat in Belgium. I said, how do you think I started doing this 25 years ago? You know, who do you think I was trying to reach? And she said, oh, millions and millions and millions of people. And I said, no. That wasn't why I did this and not why I started this. I did this to only hope with the best of hopes to reach one, the right one. And I believe I have. And I believe that right one is you, every one of you. That's it. All I wanted to do is give some information so you would start asking yourselves, ourselves, each of us, what's important? How do we project in the world? And let's do it better. This is Nick Begich. We'll be right back.
There is an economic war taking place of the ruling class to consolidate power and control. There's a headline out from Zero Hedge that breaks down Bloomberg numbers that global airlines are set to lose $157 billion this year by the end of December. It's already over $130 billion they've lost. Why would they take part in the hoax, in the lockdown, in the hysteria, if it hurts them? Well, see, that'll knock out all the small airlines and consolidate control. And it's the same in every single industry. Street. And the big mega banks have unlimited capital. They want to bankrupt the world economy, be able to buy it up for pennies on the dollar. That's why the great stock market crash of 29 later turned out was engineered by some central banks. This is how the globalists take control. It starves the third world to death, makes the first world poor, it's economic warfare, and it gives cover to the big mega banks that created thousands of trillions of dollars in fake derivatives. Only the truth will set us free. InfoWars.com. Imagine a dystopic novel or a dystopic science fiction movie where if you've had a cold, you can be locked up in your home, you can be taken away, you can be forcibly inoculated with drugs that masquerade as vaccines that actually change your very DNA. Well, that's where we are in the year 2020. Global government, the United Nations, all these authoritarian groups admit they're doing it. They even admit that they're doing it for power and control, and that they're not even worried about COVID-19. That's what Klaus Schwab and others have said. Think about how insane that is. Oh, and big tech's got to track you. They've got to trace you. They've got to control you. You've got to have apps to leave your house. Why? You've got to have secret police come disappear you because, my God, this thing has 0.1% chance of killing you if you're debilitated and have cancer or a heart attack. This is their takeover. Imagine on America's death certificate, killed by the fear of the common cold. Yeah, that's fear-mongering. That's mind control.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than Bodies. Some like Bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Nick Begich. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Hey, I'm so glad to be here, really. And I was thinking about all this, you know, and just as I ended that last segment talking about one person is all that really matters, and it's you, right? I mean, it really is you. You know, it's not waiting for the other guy. And I go back to when I started this work over 25 years ago. What I said then, and I say it now, and I mean it sincerely, I didn't want to organize an organization. Okay, not that that's a wrong way to approach things. I just knew that wasn't going to be mine this time around and what I was about to do. I wasn't going to create some big, complex organization. Alex's team is here. It's there, and it's big, and it's complex. And I thank God that Alex did this, and with all of you, because I can still do what I intended to do, which was be a committee of one. Here I am, the committee of one, just like you, and begin to act on what I believe to be right and true. And my example would show that you could make things change in the world. That's what I've been doing. I never organized a big organization. The most I ever had was a couple of part-time people. And I did that deliberately because my whole mission was to empower you. If I could only wake up one, it would be enough if it was the right person who would decide to do something about what they cared about. Not necessarily even anything I cared about, but just recognizing the created power of what we are again. And to not know that is a heartbreaking thing for me, to know how many don't know that. But I do know this about that. It doesn't require pure knowing. It requires honesty, internal integrity, that when you don't know, don't start saying you do believe something that you don't believe. Go as far as your belief and knowing will take you. Not hoping, mixing that up with believing, but knowing. And then what you don't know, voice with your mouth, ask for the knowledge, and the path will be cleared for you. It'll be your own. It won't be mine. It won't be down at the local congregation that I might pick for you. It'll be something for you, and it might be that. It might be any number of things. But at least start asking the deeper questions and find meaning, because I think that's all we ever search for within this lifetime is our own personal meaning and how we project into it. How do we create into it? Many of us were privileged to engage in creation in a way that created children. Wow. And then we either did okay with them or we screwed them up. And I had an occasion to do a little of each, I think. I had six. But this is what I would say about all that is our creative force in the world is so much more than what we will even allow ourselves. And a lot of this comes from our lack of recognition, first of all, of what we are, as I started the broadcast today with people not even knowing that this is even a possibility or even a question to ask or even a thought to have. What are we created in the image of, and does it really matter? I think it does. But I don't think it matters so much to how the thing ends, you know, and that's why I feel we can do this fearlessly. If we have a knowing that isn't just a believing, you're not just warming the bench, you know, warming the pew because you want to believe, you actually arrive there sometime in your life and you have a knowing that's so deep that when you pray, you know, God hears. And when you're silent, you know God knows and acts anyway, because his will is done anyway through us, whether we know it or not. He blasts me. Oh, no, the presidency. It's so horrible. What's going on? Yes, it is. But in the end of the day, no one achieves that office and sits on that place of authority without permission from the creator. It's the way that works. You might not see it. Doesn't mean we don't. Do what we're doing. We do all those things that we're doing. And we engage our lives fully on based on a platform of values that are internalized first, externalized next, spoken with our word consistently. So our word has integrity, the same kind of integrity as a look within. And here's what happens when we look within, because you know every single flaw that you have, every little speck of dust on your body. You actually know it unless you've ignored your consciousness enough to block it out. But most of us haven't done that. But we become highly critical of ourselves, right? We become very judgmental of ourselves. We take the judgment that is God's and we take it as if it is ours. And only a certain amount is. The amount that says, hey, you need to improve. You need to take a different step in a different direction. That's the nudging of the universe, of the creator for you, but you still get to choose, okay? You still get to say, oh, okay, I will or I won't. All right, that's how it plays out. This is what I know. The possibility that there is millions and millions of people waking up to what's possible, stepping into the gifts of the Spirit, and what that means at a deeper level, and manifesting it in the world. And it doesn't only takes one, the right one. And here's what I know. I know how the story ends, so I remain an internal optimist. I say a pathological optimist to some people because I just can't let it go. And don't think I don't get bummed out and heavy-hearted. I do. And when I do, I know that it's my fleshy component. It's the part of me that identifies with the body, and not the part of me that identifies with the universal. And as soon as I pay attention to that and realize that that heavy-heartedness is falling again, a way of falling into your flesh and into your fear. You can't do it. And the world comes at us from every single angle, to do that. And we can't allow it. I'm thinking about, man's search for meaning, and one of the early courses I took it at a community college class in Irving, Texas, when I was living down there. And the guy who taught it was the information technology VP for Sun Oil Company, but he loved teaching. That was his gift. And he could learn a computer language in a week. That's how he got the job he had in those days, 1980, 81, something like that. And, you know, when I think back on that and what he said, there was a book he recommended. It was called Man the Manipulator. And I read it. I recommend it. I've talked about it before. Because this is how my mind works. You know, 1980, man, it's still right there at the tip of my tongue and in my awareness because it's important right now. And it was a contrast in a humanities context of being manipulated or being persuaded at a time before all of this was possible. You see, this was before the information age had taken over the whole program in such a dramatic way as it see it today. And we saw it coming. And we thought about the implications of that in that community college class. You know, I remember it well. And I still have the paper somewhere in one of my files I wrote thinking about that concept. But when I look back on all of it, today we're still the same human souls we were thousands of years ago, tens of thousands of years ago. The body we're in has a very similar form, you know. I mean, hey. You know, we shave a little more now and clean up a little easier, a little more often. But the world, as such has gone through a lot and man knows very little about it. You know, and, there's a whole flood story, right? I mean, we talked about sort of this whole flood story in the last week. I've been looking at, archaeology and thinking about some of my friends. Graham Hancock, his work is one of them. And I met Graham a couple occasions and I think about what's going on in the world today in the context of what has come before. And from all of the oddball esoteric sources and the straight science sources, there's a merger coming and an explosion happening and a trauma about to come that's going to change the face of the world and change the way we see the world. And that's the name of the game in the 21st century, folks. What's it going to look like on the other side? You are the creator with the creator. Let's make a change. You're the tip of the spear. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope we can stop the Great Reset. That means a globalist-imposed worldwide depression to break us and bring us under their control. That's their stated admitted plan. Justin Trudeau's on record, Klaus Schwab, all the different Democrat mayors, they admit it's Cloward and Piven, implode the economy to make us go under their control. But if we expose they're the ones doing it, they go to prison instead of getting total power and total control. And there are major uprisings happening across the world. Here in the U.S., thousands of sheriffs are saying hell no to the lockdowns. People are finally starting to fight back. But regardless, you need to get prepared. We have high-quality, storable food, last 25 years, highest quality, lowest prices, great containers, ready to ship. But when people figure this out in a few months, I think there'll be long lines again to get storable food after the lockdown's been going for a few months. So get your orders in today at preparewithalex.com and get an additional 10% off, and they're ready to ship. The sale ends next Wednesday, or I guess that's December 2nd. So get your orders in now, preparewithalex.com. Warning, warning, warning. There is not long to stop the complete martial law takeover, the giant third world collapse, and a new world war that is going to be triggered by the new COVID lockdown announced by globalist systems in Europe, in Asia, and now in the United States. Joe Biden is set to announce today that he has a new COVID task force that is calling for a national mask mandate to prove your servitude, contact tracing, forced inoculations coming, but most importantly, a new lockdown. That way he can say that Trump is to blame for COVID and claim that only a new lockdown will stop COVID. Then, of course, when that new lockdown doesn't work, those of us that didn't submit to the lockdown are going to be blamed for it, and that's when all the mass arrests start sometime towards the end of next year. This is a permanent martial law plan. Trump must repudiate it, expose Fauci and Gates and the UN takeover, not play games with it. PrepareWithAlex.com is a special website with My Patriot because they have agreements with other distributors that they all sell the same low price, high quality, storable food. But occasionally they can do promotions on their own platform. And that's what we've set up with them is at PrepareWithAlex.com is a subdomain of My Patriot. You get an additional 10% off. We have their whole great catalog at InfoWarsStore.com where you can normally get it. at very good prices, and those prices are still there. But an additional 10% off right now at preparewithalex.com on their 1 month, their 3 month, their 6 month, their year, and on a bunch of other great items. Huge discounts that will be ending next Wednesday. That is December 2nd. So you've got this week and a little bit of next week. Get your orders in. They're ready to ship to you right now. And the profit that comes in funds the InfoWar. So it's a 360 win. If you need storable food to fight the Great Reset, get prepared now. It really is simple. The left are into being deviant. And I don't mean sexually deviant. That goes to the territory. I'm talking about deviant against their ancestors, deviant against their own species, deviant against the order of nature. Even though that deviance is destructive and poisonous, they still do it because they want to play God. Everything they touch, they destroy. Their sacrament is aborting babies and then using their body parts. Their religion is not taking care of the old, but euthanizing them. Their whole system is designed for the UN to keep third world countries in serious poverty and poor, ballooning populations, then watching all that new fruit die on the vine to continually reproduce the same nightmares over and over and over again. They truly are the children of Satan. They are the children of the devil. And if you look at the slaves that serve them, Biden and Kamala Harris, it really is manifest that being a slave of Satan is not profitable. Sin is not profitable. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It always goes so fast. You know, when you think about all the things happening in the world, and this hour just sort of evaporates on me every week. But I appreciate you tuning in and giving me your time, because I consider time the most valuable commodity of all. And I want to say something about that. Because, you know, what we share here in our time, in our life, in our breath of life, when we share our time, you know, that's the greatest gift we give each other, whether we know it or not. Whether we think it has no value or not. And I've said this many times also on this broadcast. I'll tell you when it has a whole lot of value is when you live your last second of life. You know, those last few seconds. A good friend of mine, Amy, she's a hospice nurse up in the Hamptons. So she meets a lot of different people, you know, a lot of people that have been very successful, done really well. And the end of life is always the same. For everyone. She's met a lot of different people at the end of life in her career. It's always the same. There's a lot of recognition in that moment of what's really important, of what has high value, and it's how you spent your time. And it wasn't on what you spent your time, it was who it was with, the who it was with. You know, your brothers and sisters in life, also created in the image and likeness of the Creator, just like you, whether you like them or not. And I always say, you know, if you live your life with this kind of in mind, and something I learned from the indigenous, you know, they always think many, many generations ahead when I work with Alaskan indigenous. And I think that's true. I think that's something they held on to that's valuable, extremely valuable. Multi-generational knowledge, reaching backwards so you have historical perspective, and reaching forward, knowing what you have to affect and change. This is a powerful place to be, something we need to remember again. The multi-generational perspective, you see, the broader, the bigger perspective that goes beyond those we love and those we hate, that goes beyond the moment, that goes to the great-great-grandchildren of all of us that we've not met yet, and we have no animosity to, and they enter the world pure and clean with just their original sin around them. That then is the challenge, right? The toil of the earth, the sorting it out that we each get in our journey through it. You know, you can do Solomon's journey. You know, I pray no one has to do that, but I know this. I know this. Solomon would do it all over again. And I think at the final analysis, many people would say, oh, no, I wouldn't do it again. Yeah, you would. I think you would do it again if it could take you to a better place. And this is it. This is our challenge. And about the self-criticism thing I was talking a little bit about in the last segment. we can be very hard on ourselves and crush our self-images to the point of immobility. Let me say it again. We can be so judgmental, so hard by seeing every flaw within ourselves that we just shut this thing down because, oh, how could anyone as horrible and ugly as what we know ourselves to be do any of this? Well, wait a second, all right? Just take another breath. Take a breath for God's sake, truly. Because here's how it is. There is a way to let go of that, you know, but more importantly is the judgment will come. Okay, that's fair enough, but it will come not from you judging yourself. What that is your conscious gauge. That's your mini version of your macro version of the Creator telling you, hey, wake up and listen to what you know and begin to act. Now, if you keep shutting that down, then you got a problem. Okay, because it'll quit talking very loudly and the voice gets quieter and quieter until the voice is gone and you're a sociopath. Don't do that. Don't let fear drive you there because that's one of the outcomes. There's a lot of other outcomes for fear, but that's not the one you want. You got to grab the fear and you got to see where the source is. And if you can't choke it out yourself, then you have to reach out to your brothers and sisters around you, perhaps, or to the infinite that is always within you at every moment. So, you know, lift each other up for a change. Because we all need it right now, more than you ever thought. The InfoWars needs it too. And you guys are there. We're all in it to win it together. And I appreciate that, you know, and we all do our bit and in lots of different ways. And it's important to continue to do that within your neighborhood, within your families. But what everyone says at the end of the day is it's the relationships that matter. Okay, if they're not letting you out of your house, pick up the phone. Not this text nonsense of abbreviated communication. Not this distant mask-covered gulag that we're running around in. Try and find the places where you can still have a conversation, whether it's on the phone or if you're nervous and you want to be distanced. Or I don't care about any of that, but I do care that we're not communicating with each other. And I'm a little bit upset about that because if we can't reach and touch each other in the way that humans are intended to be, then we begin to shut down our possibilities. We can't allow that. Liberty in the 21st century needs to be restored and starts with us individually recognizing what we are, begin to recognize the power of our words and how we project in the world, and take control of those words and what they shape, and begin to shape it in the image and likeness of what you would like to see created in the world. Think about it like your children, you know? What would you like them to turn out like? And how would you do it, you know, without sparing the rod too often, you know, okay? But let's look at it differently. Let's look at it with a fresher view that says, man, are we in for some trauma? Because that's a truth that we all can see coming. We're all in the middle of it. A whole lot of people are immune from it because of where they're sitting right now, but we're all in the middle of it. And here's what I know about trauma. Trauma is the beginning of change, unfortunately. And I've talked about this in the past, the disappearance of my dad, the trauma that was as a 14-year-old. And it was truly a trauma. But what I would say about that, it was also the greatest blessing I ever received. In the midst of that pain, I discovered what the possibility was. Let me say it again. And my dad disappeared. A body was never recovered. It was a plane loss. It's a long story. No time in 3 minutes to tell it today. What I can say about it is that as a 14-year-old with four younger brothers and sisters and an older sister, my mom in her 30s, and this thing happens. Hey, it changes you a lot. Especially when you don't get definition. There's no body. There's no conclusion. It changes you a lot. It's traumatic. It's horrible. There's nothing I can tell you about the pain of all of that that would explain it unless you've been there and explain the loss of someone close. And if you've explained and experienced that loss and cursed God in that moment, let me ask you this. In that moment, There was an opportunity, and God gave it to you, as traumatic as it was, to be shocked into seeing the world in a different way. It happened for me. It happened for me. That trauma was the greatest gift God ever gave me because it changed me, caused me to go within, to think deeply about what was important and what I was doing, and whether that lifted or tore apart or built, and what was going to be my purpose. And I gave up childhood at 14. In my head, in my voice, I said it. And I decided a different path, a path towards wisdom, is what I asked and prayed for. God, if I had known the path that would entail, I might have chosen differently. But having traveled a path and gained just a little tiny bit of wisdom, it was worth it. And I would do it again. I'd endure every pain I ever endured, and I endured a lot, for those that know me well. And I would do it again. I would do it all again to just get a measure of wisdom and to have experienced the grace of God that I have in having experienced those traumas. And I'm still standing at 62 and very healthy. And I'm appreciative of all of it and grateful for it. And that's it. You know, the attitude is so much of what we're manifesting in the world. The sense of possibilities are still here in the world. They're greater than they've ever been if we can wake up and remember what we are, because we can take the narrative a very different path. We can reshape it a very different way. At the end, that's how it's going to turn out. So we can bring heaven onto earth through our own individual lives the best we can in the midst of the fear and anger and animosity we see around the world. Or we can succumb. I think we can lift each other. This is that moment. This is that time to awaken to what is possible in each of our individual lives, projected into our families, our communities, and within our friendships. Let's find a higher order of awareness that changes the world, that takes power back from those that would rob us of it. This is Nick Begich, and you've been listening to The InfoWar.